And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Again, we were misled that there were supposedly protests and assault sprang out of that. And that was easily ascertained that was not the fact.
But
and the American people could have known that within days, and they didn't know that.
With all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
What a difference a day made.
Now you understand why the Middle East is on fire. Hillary Clinton doesn't know what a difference it makes as to why the Americans are dead. Nor does she care, of course. The subtext is, what difference does it make, you peasant, since nothing's going to come of it anyway? Welcome to the Savage Nation. It's one topic of many. And the phone number, 855-400-SAVAGE. You're listening to the Savage Nation, the last word in talk radio every day across America. 855-400-7282 if you care to join the conversation from anywhere in the country. You know, I don't know that I'm interested in this. We know she's a liar. We know she's incompetent. We know that she destroyed the entire Middle East. The Russians will tell you that. We have to turn to Russia to understand the debacle of this group of radical leftists from the academic world and what they have done to the Middle East. We have to turn to Russia to get the truth. The drug addicts and the drunks in America, in the American media, the sycophantic drug addicts and drunks, are certainly not going to tell you that Hillary Clinton did anything wrong. They're part and parcel of the problem. It's beyond comprehension that she doesn't know what a difference it makes. Now, what if Condoleezza Rice, after the travesty and tragedy of 9/11, had been grilled by Congress, which she was, and she said, what difference does it make? What difference does it make? Why? We let all those Muslims blow up the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. What difference does it make? We have important conferences to go to. So anyway, you know, that's one story if you want to talk about it. You know, every night I sit down here before the microphone and I get ready for the hot seat. And believe me, it's getting hotter every night for a number of reasons. It's not easier. It's harder. And the reason it's harder is we're living in an increasing the Soviet-like system in America, where not only are we being intimidated to try to get at the truth of what's going on with our government, but the news has dried up. There's almost no news. Now, this is a very big hearing. She's delayed it with her accident, of course. She looked mighty good for a woman who fell on her head. I must tell you, you know, she's got some recuperative powers, that woman. She's a strong lady. Fell on her head, had a blood clot. She was in good form tonight for a woman who was hovering near death. Snapped back pretty good. Every night I sit down in the hot seat and I say to myself, well, Mike, it's better than a cold coffin, so you better enjoy it, which is what I try to do. I mean, in addition to delivering a show, I've got to try to enjoy it, don't I? I can't sit here with white-knuckle fear over everything I say. 18 years in the business, but it's starting to get harder. It's harder because the news is dried up. News is not dried up. There's no press anymore. There's no there. They're gone. They all work for the Democrat machine. Now, we're going to talk about this. Russia says today in Business Insider, we told you not to overthrow Gaddafi. This is directly related to Hillary's lies. Today, just today, Russia blamed Western countries for creating the current turmoil in Africa by arming Libyan rebels. Thank you, George Soros, Hillary Clinton. Remember Hillary after they killed Gaddafi? We came, we saw he died. Well, the Russians today said those whom the French and Africans are fighting now in Mali are the same people who our Western partners armed so that they would overthrow the Gaddafi regime. So Hillary and Obama armed the rebels, so-called, the Islamists, who overthrew Gaddafi, who was our best friend in Libya. And take a look at what's happened now. Gaddafi warned America a year ago before he was dead, don't do this. He said, you may not like me, but if you do this to me, Libya will be ruled by African tribes. It will become another Somalia. Russians said today the toppling of Libyan ruler Muammar Gaddafi led to, quote, perhaps the greatest proliferation of weapons of war from any modern conflict, close quote. Can you believe this? These weapons stockpiles were raided by both sides, and they wound up in the hands of the radical militants of the type that the French are now fighting. Lavrov of Russia said the situation in Mali feels the consequences of events in Libya. The seizure of hostages in Algeria was a wake-up call. A senior Algerian official told the New York Times that the militants who seized an oil field in Algeria last week bought their weapons in the Libyan capital of Tripoli. Now listen to this. Russia also accused the West of arming Syrian rebels in an attempt to topple the regime of Assad. And there is evidence that the allegations hold some truth, etc. The fact of the matter is, radical Islamic militants around the world have benefited from the failed, F-A-I-L-E-D policies of the great imitator of presidents, Barack Obama, and the great imitator of great secretaries of state, Hillary Big Mouth Clinton. Hillary the Moyle Clinton shot off her mouth today, looked pretty good to me, and she asked, what difference does it make? What difference does it make? Why? They're dead. Dead is dead. What are you bothering me for? Well, later on in that hearing, Rand Paul was the only one with a pair of teeth between his lips. When he said to her, I think he said he would have fired her. I believe so. Which one is that? Is it two or three where he says he would have fired? Well, let's hear clip two of Rand Paul.
I'm glad that you're accepting responsibility. I think that ultimately with your leaving, you accept the culpability for the worst tragedy since 9/11. And I really mean that. Had I been president at the time and I found that you did not read the cables from Benghazi, you did not read the cables from Ambassador Stevens, I would have relieved you of your post. I think it's inexcusable.
See, he's got guts. He said what most Americans who have a brain would have said. Now listen, by the way, for those of you who are left-wing goose steppers, listen to clip three.
You know, we can understand that you're not reading every cable. I can understand that maybe you're not aware of the cable from the ambassador in Vienna that asked for $100,000 for an electrical charging station. Your department spent $100,000 on three comedians who went to India on a promotional tour called Make Chi Not War. But I think you might be aware of the $80 million spent on a consulate in Mashar al-Sharif that will never be built. I think it's inexcusable that you did not know about this and that you did not read these cables.
So Rand Paul has shown himself capable of leadership today. She's not the heroine. He is the hero. He's the one running with the flag. It's interesting who's coming out on top here. There's another big topic. Leon Panetta is lifting the ban on women in combat. I covered this a month ago. It's a very important story. It explains why Obama has purged five of America's top combat generals over the last 3 months. Like Stalin, who purged the generals who threatened his power, Obama has purged five top combat generals over the last 3 months, and they were all good. And he purged them for one reason and one reason only. They threatened him in terms of their independence, number one. Number two, he wanted to answer to the radical feminists who insist upon placing women in combat roles. Now, there's only one reason. Only one reason the women want to be in combat roles. Only one. There's only one reason. And do you know what that reason is? They cannot advance in the military to the highest levels unless they have combat experience. So therefore, they're saying, we're capable of combat. Put us on the front lines, which opens up an entire can of questioning. The questions are quite simple. What is the problem with women serving in combat? Now, women who haven't served in combat will say nothing. I can do what men can do. After all, women fly, women this, women that. This is not to denigrate women's bravery or commitment to America. I've seen women pilots and helicopter pilots on the Stennis when I was aboard that aircraft carrier. They're fantastic. But you're talking about something else here. You're talking about grunts on the front line with 80-pound packs. You're talking about a 225-pound Marine who gets felled by a shot or a grenade in combat. Is a 130-pound woman going to carry him out of combat? You're talking about a woman captured by Islamists who will rape her on the other side of the barbed wire and make the American Marines listen as they rape her, as she screams for them to come to her aid, and they will, and they'll get killed. That's what you're talking about. So don't fall for this left-wing crap that women are just as capable as fighting with elite commandos as men are. It's nonsense. That's my opinion. There are pros and cons of women in combat. There's only one reason for it, which is so they can claim combat experience and move up in the chain of command. But the biggest story here in this is that five major league top combat generals have been purged from the military by Obama strictly for the left-wing agenda, which they probably opposed, not only women in combat, but many other elements. The phone number here is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. If you get a comment on any of these stories, I have another one when I come back. And it has to do with an actor who wants to do a neo-Nazi drama for Showtime on The Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey, welcome to 2013. This is year five of trillion-dollar deficits, year five of negative interest rates, year five of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is absolutely insane. It's like watching a slow-motion wreck. We are not a crash dummy. For over a decade, I've offered you an option that has increased in value over five times since 2002. Gold, gold, gold. Politicians thrive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency and fear. Not me. I'm informed. I'm reading The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. So protect your family. Get a free copy. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for the simple truth. Get a free copy of the book. Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. Why don't you let me, Michael Savage, and Swiss America help you before these idiots in Washington destroy our children's future? Call 800-289-2646. Don't be a crash dummy.
Cans of O traffic, Richmond, westbound 580 23rd Street, overturned car. Looks like the left lane is blocked there. San Jose, southbound 280 at Byrd, a crash, lane blocked. Traffic backed up to Highway 17. Northbound 280 at Winchester, stall, second lane from the left. Traffic backed up before Highway 17. And we've got a crash northbound 101 North San Pedro Road in San Rafael. That's pushed off to the right side. Eastbound 80 still slow, trying to get from the maze to Pinole. Earlier stall clear. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rossinelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rossinelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rossinelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rossinelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247. Or visit drrossinelli.com. Dr. Rossinelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through February, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 2/28/13.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my huge GM used car and truck center in Burlingame. We're right in the middle of remodeling, so I'm having a construction sale. Come to Burlingame or check out our special internet pricing at PutnamGM.com. That's PutnamGM.com.
I'm on the go, and wherever I go, home goes with me. It's a little app called iHeartRadio. My favorite station's on here, and I keep up with the news and sports from the personalities I love.
Download the free app. Over 1,500 local stations ready to play. iHeartRadio.com.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Under federal statute and regulations, unsatisfactory leadership is not grounds for finding a breach of duty. The ARB did not find these four individuals breached their duty. So I have submitted legislation to this committee, to the Congress, to fix this problem.
Fix the problem? You're going to bring them back from the dead? Fix what problem? They were begging for reinforcements, and either you or Obama or Obama's mother-in-law said no to the generals. You can't send planes in. You can't send men in. That's the real question here, is who denied the reinforcements. No one asked her that. She evaded, of course, as you would expect from any top diplomat. I mean, what do you expect? Unless you're going to say, I was told they needed reinforcements, but I figured screw them. Let them all die. What did I care? We were trying to trade them anyway for the blind sheik, and it blew up in our face, so we threw them overboard. That's what you expected? So we're going to get double talk. That's what you get. This is what you get when you have an academic group running a country. What do you expect? Straight talk? You don't get straight talk except on talk radio. Whether you like it or not, that's what you get here. You don't have to like it, but that's what you're getting. I'm not a bureaucrat. I'm not a diplomat. I'm a talk show host. I specialize in straight talk, the plain truth. This is what you get. You pay for what you get. And what you get from a bureaucrat is nothing but double talk, never straight talk. So what do you expect her to say? I knew they needed reinforcements, but since our plan to trade the ambassador for the blind sheik blew up in our face, whatever the reason was, we decided to just sacrifice him. Yeah, right. Yeah, Billy Budd, she isn't.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, what? It sounded like a child being called on the carpet by a high school. Like the mother catches the child. She snuck out of the bedroom through the bedroom window. And the mother said, Hillary.
What difference at this point does it make?
Notice she went into an adolescent state of mind. Mommy caught her. Daddy caught her going out of the bedroom window to go on a jalopy ride with Bill somewhere, wherever they went on jalopy rides. And she came back to the bedroom window at 3 in the morning. And Mom said, I heard you went out the window on a jalopy ride. And Hillary said,
What difference at this point does it make?
All right. So this is now what they want to be the president. Perfect follow-up. It's a perfect follow-up to Obama. Look what we have now. Might be a step up. I mean, at least we have some emotion that we can relate to. You got to hand it to her. We have emotion as opposed to the other guy who's just filled with rage and hate and divisiveness. Anyway, let's move on. Where am I going to move on to? Plenty of other topics. Do I have the minutes to develop this? I want to throw one more topic into the mix. Should women serve in combat? Let's stick to that for a minute. I don't think so. And the reasons are the ones I mentioned. But let's see what you have to say. Richard in Philadelphia on WWIQ, standing for Intelligence Quotient. Richard, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Michael. I totally disagree with you. I think women should serve in the military in the front line because they want to be treated like a man. Let them be treated like a man. Can't discriminate against no more. If you're going to make an exception for women, then you're going to make an exception for the men. If they don't want to go in the front line, they don't have to. If you understand what I'm saying.
Well, wait a minute. What you're saying is if that's what they want, let them do it. But I'm asking a different question. It's not whether they want to serve or whether the radical feminists are happy with this decision, which they are. It's a question of whether the combat troops on the front line will be better equipped to fight the Islamic murderers or not better equipped. That's the only question. Look who we're fighting now. You're not fighting civilized troops who observe the Geneva Convention. You're fighting the lowest scum on the planet. You're fighting people living in the 13th century who hate women to begin with.
Well, like I said, women should be in the front line no matter what. You can't.
Okay, so let's take this. A 225-pound Marine gets shot. Can the woman who's 120 pounds, no matter how fit she is, carry him out?
There's a lot of guys who can't carry a 225-pound guy.
All right, so therefore let him lay there and die. What difference does it make? You're taking the Hillary approach. How about the pregnancy? Nope. How about the number of women who are getting pregnant in the service? You have any idea what an epidemic that is now?
Oh, I agree with you. I understand what you're saying. You told me that about the day in the Navy. I agree with you.
Well, it's not as simple as you may think of just letting them serve. I mean, the question is it going to make for greater, better group cohesion or worse group cohesion? I'm going to send you a copy of A Time for War, my new novel. I'm sure you're going to love it. Read it on in public in Philadelphia with caution. Put a plain brown wrapper around it. I don't think you're going to want to read it in public. 855-400-7282, that opens up a line. Okay, I want to throw in another topic. I'll start it. Neo-Nazi drama produced by Robert De Niro in the works at Showtime. Living up to its brace yourself slogan, Showtime has put in development another provocative project, Neo-Nazi drama The Fourth Reich. The project, executive produced by Robert De Niro, blah, 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 high-octane crime thriller delving into race, religion, and politics through the lens of a dogmatic faction of the neo-Nazi movement in South Boston. Now, I'm not going to read you the plot. Now, as you well know, Robert De Niro is a radical leftist, which puzzles me, by the way. I don't know how a tough guy from New York's Greenwich Village who was of Italian descent can wind up a radical leftist. I don't understand it. You know, we hear a lot about Jews who vote against their own survival by voting for Democrats who hate Israel. I don't understand Italians who turn commie. Can anyone explain that to me? Is there an Italian in the audience who can explain to me how Robert De Niro could be such a pinko? I don't understand it. I know about Sacco and Vanzetti. I know the long tradition of Italian left-wing sympathies. I know about anarchy in the Italian-American tradition. But explain De Niro to me.
Savage. Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Good evening, I'm Dave Hawks, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. The Oakland Fire Department is on the scene of a 2-alarm fire on the 600 block of Harrison Street. One civilian has been injured, as been reported so far. The fire is just north of Highway 880, so the smoke was a visual distraction for drivers. Authorities are investigating the death of a man whose body was found in the bay near Alameda. Police say the body of a man in his 20s was found near the Crab Cove Visitor Center at Robert Crown Memorial State Beach. Cause of death is still unknown. Taking a look at the roadways, have a crash in Richmond, still overturned truck, an accident eastbound 580 at Harbor Way. The right lane is blocked. Also an accident being reported northbound 280 at Winchester. A second lane from the left blocked there. Traffic backed up before 17. Southbound 87 exiting at Santa Teresa Boulevard. The off-ramp blocked because of an injury crash. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know, we've gone from the debt ceiling to the fiscal cliff, and now we're headed back to the debt ceiling conversation again. And for what? If you want to have a conversation about your finances and what you should do, take it from me. You need to call my good friend Greg O'Donnell, founder and CEO of the O'Donnell Financial Group. Because if you do, I can guarantee that you're going to get straight answers from the Bay Area's straightest financial shooter. Did you know that right now Greg has a 30-year fixed conventional conforming rate mortgage at 3.0%? That's right, 3.0% for refis and purchases. You have to call Greg O'Donnell at 866-496-2300, 866-496-2300, or online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. 3.0% fixed for 30 years. It will be the smartest conversation that you'll ever have.
Licensed by the Cal DRE number 01198426, NMLS number 298004, APR 3.50%. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates are subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS. Terms and parameters based on loan amount of $417,000.
We're kicking off a year of fortune at Cache Creek Casino Resort. From January 14th through February 18th, we're bringing in Chinese New Year with fortune for everybody. Every day, win $888 in bonus play. Every hour from 2 p.m. till 10 p.m. Plus, every Saturday and Sunday, we're having cash drawings for $1,000. At 3 p.m., 5, 7, 9, and 11 p.m. Then, Fortunes Rise Chinese New Year weekend, February 16th, 17th, and 18th, when each cash drawing winner receives $2,500 in cash. The Year of Fortune, only at Cache Creek. Play the best close to home. Complete details at cachecreek.com.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately, until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-922-8983. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-922-8983. 1-800-922-8983.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. As I talk with you tonight, or shall I say speak with you tonight, actually it's I talk with you tonight. Because it's really a one-way conversation. I mean, I like callers, but it's generally host-driven talk radio. Sort of like Clint Eastwood in Play Misty for Me talk radio, especially at night. They're rerunning that movie now, Play Misty for Me. I love that XK150 drophead coupe. It was all black with a black top. Crazy movie. So nostalgia. Nostalgic producing that movie. The Sardine Factory in Monterey. I personally don't like that part of California. I hate Carmel. It's like a candy town. I'm not into Carmel. That whole area, you know, I don't go there. I live in San Francisco. I used to go there when I first came here. I heard, go to Carmel. It tastes like Carmel. I don't eat Carmel. I don't like Carmel. I don't like candy cane towns. The movie was interesting, though. But that's what talk radio is at night. It's very much like Play Misty for me. Really. So I'm talking with you in the radio station here across America. I think we're at 179 stations now, growing by leaps and bounds. And the dog is asleep on this huge bed that was given to me by a woman up at the Hyatt Hotel that I go to in Tahoe once in a while. Once a year I go, I make the trek for the snow. Very heavy cold snow, East Coast. Big radio audience tonight. No football to compete with, no inauguration, nothing. People are just hunkered down in their houses listening to the radio, whatever they're doing. It's fun to have you on the show. The dog's asleep. He has a big smile on his face. When I'm happy, he smiles. When I'm miserable, he looks grumpy. What is this? Why am I getting an Eddie My Love playing? Oh, Teddy. No, it's Teddy My Love, not Eddie My Love. So, look, we're talking about should women serve in combat. We're talking about Hillary lied and people died. We're talking about Rand Paul coming out the real winner, saying that he would have fired her if he was the president. That's basically what happened today. The pros and cons of women in combat are pretty well discussed. Okay? You know, the majority of jobs in the armed forces are open equally to men and women. And there are some great women pilots. Great women pilots. I've told you this before. I did the show before. I'm not anti-woman. I'm totally in favor of women in the military. The thing is, you're talking about something other than women in the military. You're talking about women on frontline duty. So there's a lot of problems here. Mission effectiveness, morale, cohesion, something that civilians wouldn't know anything about. Having women in direct combat with Islamofascists when they hate women. They think women are contaminated. They rape women. They treat women like garbage. And men may hear them being raped after they're captured and do things that are foolish to protect their women in the combat units. That's number two. What about harassment and resentment of the presence of women in a hypermasculine military subculture? You need a hypermasculine military subculture, or else you're going to have a bunch of... You want the opposite in the military on front lines? What do you want on the front lines? What do you want on the front lines? Pink ballet slippers? Or do you want hypermasculine military men? Well, they resent women in frontline duty. And they're going to harass women there, which is exactly what they want so they could sue them and destroy the whole military. What do you think Panetta was put in there for? Panetta is a lifetime left-wing radical. Panetta was put in to take a meat axe to the military, cut the budget. Okay, gays in the military, now women on front line. He's done his job. He can go back to Monterey Carmel right now and tend to his almond farm. I am not against women in the military. I totally oppose women on front lines, in frontline positions. It's a disaster. Now, if they want to serve in the military in roles such as piloting, fantastic. In fact, I told you when I did this 2 months ago that one of the bravest test pilots in Nazi Germany was a woman. I don't know if you know that. Hitler gave her an Iron Cross. I'm giving you an example of how macho some women can be and how brave they are. That is not the same thing as saying that brave women belong in frontline combat units for physical reasons alone. You're not fighting an enemy who respects the Geneva Convention. You're fighting an enemy who hates women. They look upon women as a subspecies that should be brutalized and treated like less than chattel. End of story as far as I'm concerned. Now, I opened up another line of discussion that no one called on, and I thought you would, especially where there's where there are Italian dense listeners, such as in New York on WABC, Providence, Rhode Island, even San Francisco still has a few Italian people, so far as I know. Neo-Nazi drama to be produced by Robert De Niro. Now, of course, what it is another hit piece against white people. It's called The Fourth Reich. It's boring. We've seen it all before. So I've got to read some of the comments that people wrote. Just what we need, another movie to remind us of how bad it is when white people stick up for themselves, writes someone. He said, what I like to see are movies about Mexican gangs mass murdering people on our border with guns smuggled to them by our own government, or the outrageous rate of black-on-white violence in this country, like the numerous mob attacks that have occurred with increasing frequency in the past 4 years. He says, you know, plots that actually are reflective of reality. Enough with this racist denigration of the white male in society. I will not watch this film, nor any others that portray white males as evil in comparison to everyone else. Now, that's one comment. Here's another one. Yeah, exactly. This KKK stuff has been churned out for decades, and I've still never even seen a skinhead before. Has anyone? It's like how the movie terrorists are always whites with funny accents instead of, you know, accurate portrayals. Or who is murdering our people? It's like you'll have to flip through the newspaper articles about MS-13 shooting up your town and another, et cetera. Another garbage movie put out by Showtime. Here's another comment. Great, another bunch of idiots wanting to rewrite history and misinform the next generation. finally, his one last comment about De Niro's proposed neo-Nazi thing, the Fourth Reich, on Showtime. I can see this used as a propaganda machine to lump any and all whom the progressives dislike into neo-Nazi racists. They already call anybody who dissents from their worldview as Nazis and fascists. Now they plan a nifty, quote, high-octane drama to emotionally and visually augment the progressive worldview of intolerance and bigotry of all ideas that do not perfectly dovetail with their own and frame them as neo-Nazis. So I have a question which I raised before. Is there an Italian in the audience who can explain to me how a certifiable New York Italian tough guy like Robert De Niro can become such a pinko? I don't understand it. I don't. I've discussed Jewish people who are pinkos. I have discussed Jewish people who vote for Obama, even though he stabbed Israel in the back repeatedly before and during the campaign. We don't have to discuss that. How do Italians become pinkos in America? I mean, because Italians have an image of being macho and very patriotic, and they are, by and large. You look at the medals of honor and the combat medals from World War II in particular, when America had a much broader base, when the troops were much more disseminated from a broader base of America because there was a draft. It wasn't an all-volunteer force. And many Italians went on to win many medals. But why is this man so anti, I don't know what to say, anti-white male? He's a white male. Who does he who is he appeasing here? Other than Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg, who run everything in the world. Katzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Spatzenberg. And the Spetzelberg. The Fourth Reich. And they're not talking about Robert. So far as I know, Robert Reich does not have two children. The Fourth Reich is not about Robert Reich's family in Berkeley. It is a provocative neo-Nazi drama with Robert De Niro. I don't understand it. I'm going to wait until I get one caller on the De Niro thing. Because I do like movies, and I'd like to understand how Al Pacino became a lefto. We know for... Look at the other one. Another one. The other one from New York, who's a great actor. Al Pacino, another pinko. How? How does De Niro... How do they become that? I want to know how De Niro and Pacino have become such vehement leftists. Why? It's... What is it in the Italian experience that would produce this mentality, I'd like to know? I really want to know the answer from Italian listeners. I think it would make for more interesting conversation than Hillary sitting up there lying. All right, let's open while you're calling me at 1-855-400-7282 with clip number one, Hillary crying about Benghazi. Listen to 01. One. Okay.
I stood next to President Obama as the Marines carried those flag-draped caskets off the plane at Andrews. Uh-huh. I put my arms around the mothers and fathers, mm-hmm. the sisters and brothers, the sons
Sounds
and
like
daughters,
Sounds like
and the wives left alone to raise their children.
Joyce Klempt.
It has been one of the great honors of my life to lead the men and women of the State Department and USAID.
She channeled her husband there. I swear to God, I heard a female version of Bill with a tear. Unbelievable to me. All right, she's a cynical politician. Still no callers on. KSFO, Dave. Let's see what Dave has to say about De Niro. Dave, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Good evening, Michael. Yeah, I think the thing with the De Niro is I think he's lived in New York in his glass house his whole life. I don't think he's ever left that liberal elitism.
De Niro is from New York, from the West Village, so I understand, where there's Little Italy, okay, which I loved very much when I was a young kid. How did he become such a left winger? I don't understand that part of it.
Well, I think,
is it only because he's appeasing the Hollywood moguls? Is that it? Or he himself is a Hollywood mogul? What am I talking about? He's one of the most powerful men in Hollywood.
Well, I think he hit it big. Early, I think the guy's way overrated. He's had a couple of good movies in his life, but I think he got rich early in his life, 40, 50 years ago, and he lives out in, I don't know where he lives now, but he's lived in his candy-coated glass house for so long that that's the way...
All right, so so you're saying that... But he's been this way his whole life, a left-winger.
Well, I don't know how he was when he was 10 years old, but it's hard to tell.
Is there an Italian is there an Italian man in the audience who can explain to us how Italian men who are certifiably macho men, how they become leftists? I don't understand that one, Dave. That's what I'm asking. See, the issue is not, he's not a wimpy Italian guy who's simply going to twirl pasta, for example. Not that that separate. Or he's not a ballet dancer from Italian ancestry. The guy was a tough guy. I mean, the guy was a good boxer, a fighter. He was, you know, in your face. He got where he is through his guts. How is he a leftist?
Well, it just is the way he is. That's New York. I mean, when you're...
I mean, I'm from New York. I'm not a leftist.
I know.
Not everyone in New York is a leftist. They're not all Woody Allen's brother-in-law.
Well, you left the left. You left the East Coast.
I didn't leave it. I ran away from it as fast as the jet fumes could trail me. I got out of there. Yeah. I left New York in 69. That was it. Don't look back. I never look back. Never look back. I love New York. I went there last spring with the family. I loved it. I stayed in the Carlisle Hotel. It was a pleasure. Truly a pleasure. Thanks, Nicole. But I understand after Hurricane Sandy, a lot of the actors and actresses went up there to... I wonder if they stayed in my room. I had a really great room. My room at the Carlisle. I wonder which one of the actors polluted the bed that I was... I love that room. It like looked out on, you know, it was really beautiful, really nice place. I thought of buying a unit. Wow, what a price, my God. You know the problem with the Carlisle Hotel? The little elevators and the guys in the unit, it was very hot in the summer. That's when I was there. And they wear little outfits and, it, you know, like the perspire up and down, up. Every time you get in the elevator, to go down, for example, to get a soda, you have to get in the elevator. To get in the elevator, you have to talk to the doorman. To talk to the doorman, you may as well cut your throat every minute. What are you going to say to this guy? And he's sweating in the suit there in the elevator. It wasn't fun. There's no independence in a condo or a hotel. That's why I didn't move to one years ago. That's why I'm basically stuck where I am my whole life. I am basically, I'm a recluse in my own world. I happen to like the suburbs. I have a place in the city. I don't even go to it anymore. Would you believe it? I don't go anywhere. I don't want to be in the city. I don't even like San Francisco anymore. I don't feel like I'm in my own city. I feel like I'm in Buenos Aires. I walk around the city. I feel like I'm in Argentina. I really never wanted to go to Argentina. Maybe Tierra del Fuego. I'd like to see the penguins. I never really wanted to go to Argentina. I don't get it. But anyway, to each his own. If you love it, you love it. If you don't love it, you don't love it. It's a big world. And let me tell you something else. Not everyone has to be made of steel in this world. There's room in the whole world for steel and cotton, and I understand that. Not everybody has to be a hard you-know-what. You know, I happen to take a very, very strict view of life. I have learned through very hard experience that my father, may he rest in peace, was 100% right. A, don't trust anybody, and B, everyone is out to get anything they can from you at any time. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Futures trading involves substantial risk.
Hi, everyone. I'm Larry Levin, president of Trading Advantage. You may have seen me being interviewed on the financial networks. I'm on there a lot talking about the markets. My company is the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. My office is right here in the Chicago Board of Trade, and I've been on the floor for 22 years and ended up being one of the biggest traders in the S&P. Now I spend most of my time teaching people like you how to professionally day trade mini S&P futures. I actually wrote a book, How I Made $1.9 Million Trading in Only a Few Short Years. Now, I'm giving you one of my most successful trading techniques and my daily market report for free. Just leave me your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-914-5567, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily market report at no cost to you. Again, just leave me your email address on my voicemail at 800-914-5567. That's 800-914-5567.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Does getting older for you mean more eye strain, eye fatigue, discomfort? As you age, your eyes may lose the nutrients they need for healthy function. If you're over 40, you're invited to try OcuBoost, a complete natural supplement for healthy eyes. OcuBoost helps replenish the nutrients your eyes need to support healthy vision, so you start seeing a real difference. And OcuBoost helps reduce occurrences of eye strain and eye fatigue. It even helps support healthy function in the macula of your eye. When you call right now, you'll get started on a 30-day risk-free trial of OcuBoost, because we feel that seeing is believing. Just call 1-800-839-3047. If you're over 40 and you're living with more eye strain, eye fatigue, or discomfort, call for your risk-free trial of OcuBoost.
Just call 1-800-839-3047. That's 1-800-839-3047. Call 1-800-839-3047.
Here's a vote. Traffic eastbound 80 El Portal Drive. New crash should be off to the right shoulder. Traffic still slow and go out of the MacArthur Maze up to El Portal. Eastbound 24 at the Caldecott. A hit and run crash there. Looks like the lanes are probably clear. Traffic still slow, though, as you make your way through Oakland. Southbound 101 at Ellis Street. We've got an accident. Was blocking the two right lanes. Everything now off to the right side. Traffic a bit sluggish, though, as you make your way through the 85 interchange. I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's the New Year, and we all make resolutions, but sooner or later we fall off that diet, stop going to the gym, and slip back into our old ways. But here's a resolution you can keep: having a lower mortgage payment. Yes, you already refied this past year and lowered your payment, but because at Cash Call you can refinance without any points, fees, or deposits, you can keep your current balance and lower your payment and rate even more. So make the Cash Call at 866-590-CASH and start the new year right. Today's 30-year fixed rate is 3.25% rate and APR. That's right, 3.25% rate and APR. So even when the diet and exercise wear off, you'll still feel lighter on your couch with a lower mortgage payment month after month. 3.25% rate and APR with no loan expenses. What is there to think about? Call 866-590-CASH now.
Equal housing lender. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH.
Ovation Cell Therapy is the real deal. Listen to these product reviews from real Ovation users.
Dear Ovation, my results were unbelievable. My frizzy, curly hair is highlighted and prone to breakage and thinning, probably because of the chemicals used in the highlighting process. Ovation products have solved all my hair problems. My hair is now soft, natural looking, and the breakage is decreased. My hair doesn't get frizzy, even if it's rainy and humid outside. Thanks, Ovation. I didn't think it was possible.
Ovation is perfect. By far the best hair care product I've ever used. Please don't change a thing.
Your hair can be healthy again, guaranteed. Ovation is safe, effective, and easy to use. For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, simply log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory savings.
For thicker, stronger, longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount.
Ovation Cell Therapy is the real deal, guaranteed.
Big screen TVs on the brain? Hurry into Sears before the game for huge savings on top TV brands like Samsung, Sony, Panasonic, Sharp, and LG. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Find out more at sears.com/football.
No fads or frills here. For serious back relief, Morello Family Chiropractic offers holistic, preventative, focused care. Their expert massages alleviate soreness and stress and improve circulation. Feel good again. SweetJack.com nabbed up to 76% off.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
I'm going to sit here and scream about Hillary Clinton all night. You're crazy. I'm not going to do it. We know already. The story's finished. Play Dino. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt him. Welcome to the Savage Nation. We are now moving on to things Italian. Because De Niro is going to make a neo-Nazi drama for Showtime where white males are evil. Only evil. No word about the Islamo-fascists amongst us. Not one word about the MS-13 gangs. No word about the black gangs. It's only white males that are evil in the Aryan Nation and neo-Nazi movement. I mean, it's so boring. We've heard it. It's boring. But that's what you'd expect. But I'm asking why he's such a leftist. And I've put out the net. The wide net on the Savage Nation. We have a huge audience in some huge markets like ABC in New York, which has a significant number of Italian people who listen to the show regularly. I mean, I love the callers. New York, San Francisco. There's six Italians left in San Francisco who identify as such that they haven't yet morphed into a Californian ashamed of their heritage. They can call. Why is he a leftist? And the other one, who I love as an actor, Pacino. I mean, I love Pacino. I could watch Pacino movies over and over again. Like, I love Carlito's Way. Love the movie. Love his acting. Hate his politics. I can separate the two. It's like, I hate Hitler's politics, but he wasn't a bad watercolor painter. See, they always smear him as a watercolorist. He actually wasn't bad. I wish I could paint as well. See, you don't have to smear everything a person does because of their political viewpoint. Hitler was a monster, horrible. But you look at the watercolors, the guy wasn't bad. I wish I could do half as good. Hitler was horrible, his paintings were no good. Well, he was horrible, but his paintings weren't that bad. And it's like De Niro, his acting is good, but his politics stink. Anyway, Andrew on KSFO in San Francisco, go ahead, please.
Michael, hey, I was just listening to your comments about Italians-Americans, and I really had to laugh because my mother's side of the family, they're all Italian, and they're all Northeast Italians from Pennsylvania, came to America early 20th century, and they're all so liberal.
Right. Now, a lot of this has to do with the progressive labor movement of the early 1920s, 1910, 1920s, which affected that entire wave of immigrants, Jews, Italians in particular. And they never got over it. They became mega billionaires, millionaires, and they're still acting like they're, let us say, working in a steel mill.
Well, that's kind of funny. I come from a steel town, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And
I know Bethlehem very well because I write about eastern Pennsylvania in Train Tracks where my relatives lived. I have very fond memories of that area.
Okay.
Isn't that where Lehigh University is?
That's actually where I went to school, Lehigh University.
Yeah, and Lehigh was a great university. I even thought of going there. I didn't have the grades. Andrew, so, yeah, I think it's connected to the progressive labor movement, I think. I have another one on the De Niro thing. WABC, New York City, Neil, give us your opinion of why De Niro is such a pinko.
How's it going, Mike? De Niro on his mother's side, they're Swedish. He's half Italian. He's not all Italian.
Spoken like a true Goomba. Is that the real reason?
Yeah, that's the reason. He doesn't have the tough guy gene coming from the mother's side, too. He's not all Italian. He's, he grew up in Manhattan. Pacino was born in Harlem Hospital. So was the other guy, Sal Mineo, was born in Harlem Hospital. Then they all moved to the Bronx. But De Niro stayed in Manhattan. He's, when they're younger, they try to pick the broads up. They act like they're liberal. But he's not really all Italian.
But, Neil, in your circles of Italian people, are they largely liberal or conservative?
No, most are conservative, but you find the liberals out there. You're going to have, this is New York City.
I know that very well. It dates back to the 1910-20 era of progressive labor. Stay in the line, Neil. I'm sending you a copy of my great novel, A Time for War. Show it around the clubs on Mulberry Street. It's a Savage Nation, 855-472-8.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I think Secretary Clinton needs to be called in, and I think that they need to ask her a number of questions. Did you notify the president? When did you notify the president? And what was his response? And did you talk to the Secretary of Defense? And what was his response? Oh, did he deny you an airplane? Did he deny to put the military on the ground in there? Oh, so he didn't deny it. Did you ask for it? Did you ask him to come and try and rescue those people? Oh, you did ask and he didn't do it. Well, who told him not to do it? Where did the order come from not to do that? This is standard procedure.
Difference at this point does it make?
Calabrese do the mambo like a crazy with the hey mambo. Don't wanna tarantala, hey hey mambo. No more mozzarella, hey mambo.
No more mozzarella. Well, welcome to the Savage Nation. You can see I'm mixing topics up. That was a retired Special Forces Lieutenant General William G. Boykin asking the questions that nobody asked the great lady today about the deaths in Benghazi. Of course it goes up to the guy at the top, the guy who just had a good fun time in Washington at your expense after a nice trip to Hawaii. Him. Yeah, whatever happened to the buck stops here. There's no buck and it doesn't stop anywhere. The buck is gone. You know the story here. It's all a sham. So what else is new? Well, there are other topics I'm talking about, which is why I played in Dean Martin's Hey Mambo Italiano. You know, it's this article that I wanted to talk about at this time. You can call on the other topics. Americans more downbeat than at any time since Carter, poll says. You wouldn't know it listening to the tingling leg folks on MSNBC. As President Obama begins his second term, he is facing an increasingly pessimistic public who believes that America's best days are behind them. According to a recently released right-wing Gallup poll, I'm putting in right-wing as a joke, 39% of Americans rated the current climate of the country as positive, blah, 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 blah. That's about the same as it was in 2010 and has been the lowest recorded by Gallup since President Jimmy Peanut Carter's term in 1979. Okay, so pessimism. Optimism rose after 1979, peaking in about 2001 at 73%. Since the 9/11 terror attacks, national optimism has steadily declined. Now, with Obama in power and unemployment slightly below 8% and economic growth continuing at a meager pace, a similar malaise may be setting in. Even an outlook on the future is down. 48% were upbeat about where the country will be in 5 years, the lowest since 1979. So no matter what the liars in the media are telling you, the American people are telling you something else. We went through this before with a pinko leftist one-worlder named Jimmy Peanut Carter. He almost destroyed the country. He's the one who unleashed Islamo-fascism across the globe through his incompetence and left-wing idiocy. I told you that before. Now we have Obama held up on a pedestal like he's God Almighty, when we know the guy is not God Almighty. First of all, he's only a man. Secondly, he's a terrible president. So Americans more downbeat than at any time since Carter, poll says. That's a realistic poll from Gallup. No doubt they won't be invited to the White House inaugural ball in the year 2050 after this one. But I have a question for you. Why are you downbeat? How's that for touching the zeitgeist of the American listening audience on the Savage Nation tonight? Why are you, the listener, downbeat tonight? What are you downbeat about? I don't mean your cat died. We're talking politics now. If you care to join the conversation, 855-400-7282, 855-400-7282 from anywhere in the United States of America. This is the Savage Nation. We're talking about all these topics and more. And whoever gets on the show and tickles my fancy gets a free copy of my soon-to-be-published novel, A Time for War, where the Chinese government has infiltrated America in a secret attack ready to take down the whole country. Sure to be popular everywhere but in lobbying circles. 855-400-7282. We're also talking about women in combat on the Savage Nation. John on WABC, all these topics and more. What's on your mind, John? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I grew up in Newark, New Jersey. It's not the town it used to be. I was born in 1940, so I wasn't a baby boomer, but Richard De Niro, I'm sure, is younger than I am. I guess he's a baby boomer. His experience, and the same with Al Pacino, was growing up in the most liberal city in the United States. And you wonder what it has to do with him being Italian. I think that's minor. I don't think that had much influence on him at all, because most Italians are decent, law-abiding people, regardless of what you think about the mafia and everything. Most Italians I know are embarrassed by the mafia. They don't get in movies like the Godfather movies. And
But I agree with you. That's why I'm confused as to how guys who play movie tough guys, like De Niro and Pacino in particular, can be so left-wing. That's the whole point of the question. It's not to denigrate the Italian people, who I admire very much. And I've said so. I've always had a great admiration for Italian-American culture. I've said that. But the question is, how do they become such left-wingers?
Because they live in New York, they're raised there, and they're in the movie industry. There's no industry that hates America more than the leftists in Hollywood.
I think that's it. It's as simple as that. In order to survive with the left-wing locks, you gotta swim with the locks.
Unless you're like that.
You gotta swim with the locks, and you gotta think the way they do.
Well, look at Tom Hanks. He's not Italian, and he fools everybody. He has rescuing, Private Ryan movies and everything. He was big.
Yes. Oh, no, he really disturbs me greatly. He does movies that exploit the desire to hero worship our troops, and yet he's a vehement leftist. I get it.
Yes, and he's not Italian.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Okay, so you're saying it's Hollywood, not the heritage.
Yeah, Yeah, I think so. The Italians I know, I mean, they were mostly all Democrats, and they're still Democrats to this day. My parents were Democrats because they were Depression era, the Depression generation, and they thought FDR was God Almighty.
You may as well be a cousin of mine because that's exactly my experience. My parents were lifetime Democrats. They were Depression era people. They thought FDR was God. They lived and died as Democrats. I certainly woke up to what it really meant and what it became, because a Democrat of today is a communist socialist of yesteryear. And the Democrat called JFK would be considered a right-winger today, by the way. You know that.
I love JFK.
Yeah, but I'm saying if he were alive today, he'd be vilified by the media as being right-wing.
He would have never gotten the nomination to run for president. He would have been too conservative.
You're 100% right. Let me send you my gift. A Time for War by Michael Savage. The rest of you can go to michaelsavage.com and check it out on the left box there and get a free sample. And if you love it, buy it, because I really want to move it up the charts before it comes out. The big question tonight is, why are you downbeat? Why are you downbeat? No one's calling on it. I would have thought you would have taken the bait on it. No one took the bait on it. All right. No one took a debate. So give me a song before we take a breaker. Or do you want to hear a little something else? You want me to do anything else? Do you want me to read from the novel? Do you want me to... I wrote a poem the other day, and I wouldn't even dare do that one. That's so risky, it's unbelievable. There's nothing riskier than a talk show host who either sings or reads you a poem. I've done it over the years, but I realize afterwards that I lose a lot of sleep over it at night. I mean, I'd be 6'7" if it wasn't for the poems and the occasional singing on the show. Can't do those things. Risky. Because then you look back, oh, schmuck, what did I do that for? It's like a drunk at a wedding. Like, what the heck was I putting that shade on my head for? Nah, you shouldn't sing or read poetry on the air. I do it. Wisconsin is answering the downbeat question. My dog is now tearing a pillow here in the studio. He got nervous from the question of why are you downbeat. Teddy is giving me a dog answer. He's tearing apart one of my favorite yellow pillows. I let him tear them. When I first started in radio, he used to steal socks in the house. He was a puppy. Hi, Teddy. And I got mad at him. I chased him around the house for a sock, and a guy called me and said, Michael, it's only a sock. Let him have the sock. And you know what? So what? He had the sock. Now he tears a pillow. So what? That's only a pillow. When he's ashes in a box, what am I going to remember, the sock he took or the pillow he ripped? You see what I mean? You know, lighten up a little bit. That's all. It's a little ride here, a short dance in the sun, as I've said to you many times. It's a short dance in the sun that we all have, you know? So let's try to enjoy our time here in prison, in the prison of our life under Obama. Wisconsin Dave, why are you downbeat? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I guess I feel depressed because it feels like I've been convicted of a crime while, I guess, being an American. You're basically incarcerated you and sentenced you to another 4 years before... But who knows?
Of another 4 years of being lambasted by the liberal press and by a president who seems to hate, particularly has an animosity towards, shall I say, old white males, who he's written off as... See, he knows the polls and he figures he doesn't need you. He's not going to get you unless you are working for him. Therefore, he's written you... He's vilified the old white male, hasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just going about your business, being an American, trying to make a buck and pay your taxes, and suddenly your life's on hold for at least another 4 years, if not...
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Well, you should know you're not alone, because Americans are more downbeat than at any time since Carter, says the Gallup poll, which is anything but right-wing. Dave, I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War, which should cheer you up at bedtime as you read it and find out that we may have something much bigger to worry about very, very soon. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, WiseFoodStorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with WiseFoodStorage.com.
We've been driving cars for 100 years now, which means that for 99 years, some of us have had an old car we've been trying to get rid of. If that sounds like you, then why not donate those unwanted wheels to the Cancer Fund of America? Just as it has for a decade, the Cancer Fund will use the money from your car's sale to help thousands of cancer patients directly and through healthcare groups. And the Cancer Fund makes it easy to jilt that jalopy. All you have to do is make a phone call to 800-321-3023. Live operators are available 7 days a week. We pick up your car in most cases, whether it's running or not, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. You get rid of that car, truck, van, or boat, take your charitable tax deduction, and the Cancer Fund has money to continue its important work. Call 800-321-3023 today. That's 800-321-3023 to donate your car. Even if it is 99 years old, what have you been waiting for? 800-321-3023.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Raspberry Ketone Slim Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of Raspberry Ketone's fat-burning power has limited promotion. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring Raspberry Ketone as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Raspberry Ketone Slim is available in convenient, easy-to- take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take Ketone Slim before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra cash for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-964-6780. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-964-6780. Some conditions apply. 888-964-6780. 888-964-6780.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, and take over my bank accounts. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
The Radio Power Couple, Mark Levin and Michael Savage, back to back weeknights on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. Thank you for listening so long and hanging in there with me. I realize that you don't know where I'm going to go with the show because I keep changing it up. I mean, because I do get bored rapidly. All my life I've had a problem with, you know, I get bored easily. So if I start with Hillary Clinton or I go to the next topic of women in combat, how much can you talk about that? I figured the same is for you, so I mixed it up a bit. So now the article is Americans more downbeat than at any time since Carter. It's from the Gallup poll. It's accurate. Never mind the liars in the media who shill for this administration like they work for them, because they do, in plain English. The country's depressed from this guy, this fraud. They can see right through him. The country's a wreck. In plain, a wreck. Everywhere you turn, a wreckage, a wreckage. So I'm asking you, why are you downbeat? I know why I get downbeat. I'd like to know why you get downbeat. 855-400-7282. Political, of course. Let's go to WMAL, a great station in Washington, D.C., which is a thrill for me, by the way. 177 stations. I'm thrilled with every one of them, by the way. It's an honor. But all the years I was in radio, I was never on WMAL. I was in radio 18 years. We never got near that station. I was never in Washington. Now I am. The heart of the monster. Even Clink must hear me once in a while in the bulletproof limo as they cart him home. Lamar, WMAL, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I'm a 25-year-old former Marine down at Quantico. Worked for the man himself for about 5 years. And just to see the shape of the military and how far the liberals reach into the military, even as it is. I mean, I just heard the news tonight that the women are going to be in the combat zone. I mean, that those rules are there for a reason, you know?
Well, first of all, Canada tried it. And in order to get women to qualify at all, they made them do three-quarters the push-ups, for example, of men. And they said, you're equal. It's like out of Animal Farm. Lamar, I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War. As a former Marine, you'll love the book. It's about a future time in America when the Chinese have infiltrated and they're planning a terrorist attack that's going to make 9/11 look like a picnic. It's on Amazon.com. Andrew, WABC on the Hillary issue. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, what's up, Mike? Can I talk about the Italian issue? Because I'm half Italian and from the Northeast.
Let's try it. Let's see where we go.
Well, De Niro, first of all my relatives, like yours, were mostly Democrats during the Kennedy era, but come with Reagan, now we're all Republicans, I'm proud to say, with Rob.
My family never evolved. They got stuck in the immigrant experience in around 1919, and no matter where they went in life, they still think that the Democrats are the way to go. They're blind. They're like mice. They just follow the mice, that's all. They don't even understand the economy. They have no idea. They think printing money is a great idea and taxing people who work for a living.
And most Italians, my relatives, a lot were in the military. They love America. They're patriotic. And they want union rights. They were all in the union, but they're not.
That's right. No, that's right. And it's not paradoxical either. No, it's not either or, by the way. They go together. You're in a union. I mean, excuse me, if you're in a certain field of work, generally you're a union member. But the unions today are a little different because they're aligned so closely with the Democrat machine. I guess they always have been, truthfully. I don't know if the unions ever were aligned with a Republican.
My father was a union president in the city of Newark. He was a construction laborer. And then in Reagan's second term, we actually worked on the Carter campaign, believe it or not. That's when they had the misery index. But we saw the success of the economic growth with Reagan.
You know, I'll tell you the last time I had a respect for unions, it was in the 1960s when a group of long-haired hippies with earrings protested on Wall Street against the Vietnam War, and the head of the plumbers union released the plumbers from work that day to go convince the hippies to get off the street. And they used the tools of their trade, which were mainly made of lead. And the hippies ran home, most of them cut their hair off. Today they're working for Obama. But that's when the union stood for America. What happened, I don't know.
Today they're the new Secretary of State, right? The new Secretary of State. And to put it simply, with De Niro, liberalism is a mental disorder.
You think it's because he's confused?
Well, the main reason, I think, is because he's in Hollywood for 40 years, and he's not a construction worker like my family, you know, was, so he's around liberals constantly, and he's not just from a union worker looking for, you know, union rights. That he's
well, and also, in order to survive in Hollywood, you got to, like, act the part of being a real, you know, gung-ho progressive leftist commie socialist, anti-American, Gaia loving fool. Andrew, stay on the line. Free copy of A Time for War goes out to you. Very generous of me tonight. ABC, New York City. Susan, go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'd like to comment about Robert De Niro and offer a little bit of insight into why he is the way he is. I'm a New Yorker, born and raised here. And, Michael, as you know, there are two New Yorks.
Yes.
There's the New York for the elites.
Yes, and there's a country in Western New York.
That are basically the rest of us. Hard.
That's right.
Salt of the earth people. We don't live in fancy neighborhoods, but, you know, we contribute to society, we pay our taxes, we vote.
I tell you what, Susan, I love your voice. I could see you're going to develop a good idea. I don't want to cut you off. You're talking about a number of important views, I would say. I think of interest to the listeners. Will you hold on the line? We'll catch you on the other side of the break. We're talking about all these topics, 855-400-7282. Why are you downbeat? Gallup says you're more downbeat since Jimmy the Peanut Carter wrecked America. Remember the debacle in the desert? Now we have the debacle in Benghazi. How about that for a comparison? Rotten economy, corruption.
Savage.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwab's Teeth Whitening System. If your New Year's resolution is to look great and make people's heads turn, start by getting rid of those yellow, stained teeth. Look, whitening toothpaste just don't make those ugly stains go away. The solution to a movie star white smile is the 5-minute PowerSwab's Whitening System. Now, what makes PowerSwab's better is that it works on natural teeth as well as veneers, caps, and crowns. And it's easy. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth. And in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and you can try the 5-minute whitening system risk-free. Dial 1-800-906-9403. That's 1-800-906-9403. I guarantee your friends, family, and co-workers will notice your white smile. Try it risk-free. That's 1-800-906-9403. It's 1-800-906-9403.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. San Jose police are investigating the city's second murder of the year. A woman was shot to death in a home on Poncelet Court, east of Highway 101 this afternoon. San Francisco police have arrested a suspect in the robberies of 6 banks over a 2-day period. In each case, the robber gave the teller a note and escaped with cash in a car. And police have recovered one of 2 cars stolen during a home invasion robbery in San Jose this week. The second car is still missing, and police have not identified who tied up and robbed the elderly couple. Taking a look at the roadways, Walnut Creek, northbound 680, South Main Street. Defective traffic signals there at the off-ramp. Have an injury crash being reported westbound 80. It looks like it's going to be at in Solano County as you head through Vacaville. Look for some delays off to the right side. And also northbound 280 Stevens Creek Boulevard, we've got an accident being reported. A couple of cars on the right side. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
Well, one of the questions I've always wondered, how do pubic hairs get on the walls of a shower? I mean, we're talking like 4 feet up. How does that happen?
Do you have like a special kind of skill, Brian? I don't know.
I've noticed this ever since I was a kid. You know, the showers in high school, grade school, junior high, etc. Okay, now can we move along, please?
You're the one asking questions about how pubes get on the wall of your shower, Brian.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It just keeps getting better. Ovation Cell Therapy is helping hundreds of thousands of people feel better about their hair every day.
I absolutely love Ovation Cell Therapy. My damaged hair has been repaired, and it feels so much thicker and stronger. Thanks, Ovation, for such a wonderful product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help reduce breakage and hair loss caused by chemicals, heat styling, extensions, and overprocessing, restoring your hair to a healthier, shinier, more manageable appearance.
I am so impressed with the Ovation products. This is the only system that actually works as advertised.
Ovation Cell Therapy is safe, effective, and very easy to use. Ovation is guaranteed to grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster, up to twice as fast, or you get your money back.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, simply log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special savings.
Ovation Cell Therapy. You can't go wrong. It's guaranteed.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supply smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your captain here on Flight 746 to Ecuador. A special welcome aboard to Emily Williams and her high school group, now departing on a life-changing volunteer trip. We want to thank you for fundraising to help others and then giving up your school break to help build a village school. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready for an experience of a lifetime.
See how your donations can change the world. Join us on an international volunteer trip for teens, adults, schools, and families. Give. Go. We can change the world. Find out how at WeDay.org.
Whether you're planning a trip to the snow or just driving in wet weather, shop now and save during the Ready for Winter sales event at Carlson Subaru in Redwood City. Drive a new 2013 Forester 2.5X for just $19,490. For more savings, shop online at CarlsonSubaru.com. They've been Subaru people for over 30 years. See Carlson Subaru off 101 at Whipple in low overhead, low pressure Redwood City, where the real deals are. Forester number DG438073 at this price. Model DFA 21.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Question is, why are you downbeat? What difference does it make, says Hillary Clinton? Women in combat, what difference does that make? I mean, there's really big topics out there tonight. And there's only one open line tonight. We're jammed, 855-400-7282 on the Savage Nation. Let's go back to Susan on WABC. Susan, welcome back.
Yep, I'm still here. Hello? Hello?
Yes, Susan, we're waiting for your commentary. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. My insight into Robert De Niro was, you know, as you know, Michael, there are two New Yorks. There's the New York City that is inhabited.
Right, I understand. Mayor Bloomberg and his Jeroboam crowd and the rest of us. So what's your main point about De Niro?
My main point about De Niro is, though he portrays that essential, beautiful, tough guy, Italian, rough guy New Yorker, like he has in the movie Mean Streets and Raging Bull, but basically his dad's an artist. You know, he comes from a kind of an artsy-fartsy background. You know, he wasn't going home to, you know, a sort of a blue-collar home. He was going to more of an artist home. So I don't think...
That's true. His father is an artist, and yeah, I remember that now. I hear you.
Sure.
So you think that shaped his left-wing views?
I think it did from an early age. You know, I don't think necessarily growing up in Greenwich Village makes you a hardcore, rough, tough Italian guy. I think that he had a little bit soft around the edges, and maybe he's just a very good actor.
Yes. Okay, well, that explains it. I'm only saying it because he's doing a new Showtime movie, The Fourth Reich, about neo-Nazis in America, like we haven't seen that before. The day Robert De Niro does a drama about someone other than white supremacists who are the bad guys, I'll watch it. Like, how about the Islamists amongst us? Or the Mexican Mafia amongst us? The MS-13 gangs running across America? And all of the others who threaten this country? Always the same. Neo-Nazi, white supremacist. Like, it's exciting and daring, you know what I mean? It's predictable and boring.
Yeah, it's pretty bad entertainment, which is why I don't have Showtime and I won't be watching it.
All right, enough said. I'm sending you A Time for War anyway, my new novel. I don't think I'm going to read from it tonight. I'm having a good time tonight. Now, it was a hard day for me. I started early in the morning with a laboratory. I go every few months with the blood. You know, it's like Russian roulette, where the lipids go and where's the apolipoprotein going to take me? What about the PSA? I go every 6 months. But today was hard. I've been putting it off for 3 months. I purposely lost the doctor's order for it 3 months ago in December. Then I called for it again. He sent it again. I just putting it off. Got to fast. Number one, I don't like fasting even. To me, to get to breakfast is a struggle from the dinner before. I knew the numbers would be bad today because I had a spaghetti and meatball dinner last night with did I have a bad glass of Italian wine. It hurt to this minute. I bought a bad one. Some of them are good. It was a Brunello that I found in the kitchen, and I looked it up. It looked like it was expensive. I don't even know where I got it from. But I know it was a doctored bottle. because I didn't like the taste to start with. I had a glass. I couldn't force myself to drink more. I figured it was me. It wasn't. And I woke up with a headache. I went there, got the blood drawn, and whatever. And I didn't quickly enough bring any juice with me or go for coffee. I drove around. I wound up in a Starbucks. I don't understand it. 7:30 in the morning, there's a line already with schmucks with their oil. I couldn't get a cup of coffee quickly enough. Everyone with the specialty. I felt like screaming. I wish to God there was a McDonald's where I could just get a searing cup of coffee, put some cold water in it, and call it a day. You get behind them in Marin County, California, with the specialty orders. I'll have a double macchiato. I want the special bean from 4,700 feet. Not should be 40. I want it specially crafted. It should be green coffee beans that didn't come from an exploited native in Costa Rica. I want to make certain that the water is filtered water, only from the wells of Sonoma County, where there's no pesticide runoff from the grapevines. And then on top, I want a double certain kind of a soy mocha topping that doesn't. I couldn't take it, so I left. The next one was worse. Teddy, cut it out. You'll get your cheese in a minute. So I had then the coffee was no good. Everything was wrong in the morning. So I've been fighting that minor headache all day. I feel much better doing my show. I got to tell you, the chemicals that are generated by talk radio within the host, tell him whether he's doing a show that's enjoyable for the audience. I've enjoyed the show thus far. I hope you have, because I feel better. The dog was smiling during the show. Now he's barking. Something's bugging him. Who knows what? Trying to bug me to go to the radio refrigerator to get him some cheese, no doubt. Anyway, you know the topics. Let's take the callers. Let's again go to New York City, WABC. Ralph, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, if you've heard De Niro without a script, he cannot put two sentences together. He's shy. He's a recluse. He doesn't date white women. If you notice, he's been with them, which is nothing wrong with it, but, I mean, that's his preference. But there's something in him.
Well, wait, he's married. Of course he doesn't date white women. He's married.
Well, before his whole career, he's been he's a recluse that doesn't. If you get him on a movie set, I've done a couple of films with him, and if you get him and try to make conversation, he really can do it. And he's just a strange offbeat character.
Well, okay, he's an artist. Let's give him that. Is he like a real life Nick Nolte?
Well, I will tell you, Michael, he's a good guy. He's actually a good guy who's misled, you know, and he never grew up, in a sense, politically. Like, he didn't come to any realization.
But, Ralph, you're a New York actor. You're not famous. You've called the show before. I love your calls. How did you wind up a conservative?
Because I had a head on my shoulders, Michael. I realized that I don't want the money being taken out of my pocket every time I turn around, half my paycheck gone. I don't want my liberties being stepped all over. I don't want to answer to my godfather in the government. So I'm more libertarian and independent.
Yes, I understand that. But you don't share these political views with your fellow thespians, do you?
Michael, I go to work. I do my thing. I don't let anyone know where I'm coming from politically, because frankly, it's none of their business.
So yes.
Go do my thing, which I love. I love acting from the bottom of my heart. I also teach acting here in Manhattan. I don't indoctrinate my students. I want them to be free thinkers, and I go from there, Michael. And that's the way I work.
I understand. No, you've listened for years on the other station. I'm glad you found me again. Incidentally, and it's a curiosity to me, how long after I moved to WABC did you find the show?
I happened on the program, I would say, once you got on ABC, I listened to you the second night, that Tuesday night that you were on.
But how did you find out I was on ABC?
Just happened to turn the dial, to be frank.
Okay, just simply the power of that station in New York City and surrounding regions, and my dint of me being on, 9 p. to midnight, you caught it, that's all.
And when I heard you, Michael, I was thrilled to hear you. I was so happy.
Well, hey, let's go into this for a minute. Since it's later at night there, it's 20 to 11 in New York, or roughly that. You're listening to me at night. How do I sound compared to when I was on 3 hours earlier?
Well, the cadence, the way it comes across on WABC is much, much clearer and better. I don't know the quality of the studio. the studio, the...
No, I have much better engineers than I had. They put a ton of money into my studios with Clear One units. Oh, they really worked on the voice quality. This was a huge upgrade. It was like going from a broken vaudeville stage to Broadway and 42nd Street. People say to me, how do you like your new syndicator? I said, let me see. The choice is between what, working on a broken striptease stage in Oregon somewhere where the floorboards are broken and they tell you to avoid the hole with a 40-watt bulb over you, or working in a theater on Broadway? I mean, that's what it felt like to me.
Well, when I heard you, I said, well, there's the only person telling the truth on the radio. I can get back to talk radio and actually listen to someone with a head on his shoulders. I don't have to listen to this claptrap that goes on this, frankly, that goes on this state, that comes on this station throughout the entire day. You are, and the nighttime lends to your credibility, it's working so wonderfully for you this late at night here in New York, I guarantee you.
All right, well, you're a theater person. I want to know how it sounds. I mean, you know, it's the same person, but it's a different time frame, and the cadence is different, and the tempo is different, frankly. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I noticed that from the start. I said, he sounds so, there's something even better, if that's possible, that he's bringing to the airwaves that...
Well, I got to tell you, Ralph, in the beginning, it was a very difficult transition. I didn't know what to do with myself all day. I mean, till the time arrived for me to go on the air, I didn't know what I would do, jump out of my skin. But it's amazing to me. You know, there used to be a saying that whatever size car you buy, you're going to fill it. Meaning if you bought a two-seater, you'd fill a two-seater. You bought a big four-door sedan, you'd fill that car with junk in the back or whatever you towed it. Or, and it's the same thing with time. In the beginning, the time that you have is very hard to fill. But within a few months, you find that day takes care of itself.
Well, Michael, you do what I do. I wait to go on stage at eight p.m. So I have to make myself busy myself all day, and then get pumped up for a 7 o'clock call.
Yes, that's right. No, it's not easy to do. I'm thinking of taking. I don't know what to do with myself. Still don't. I'm still trying to fill up the day. I'm thinking of taking up. You're never going to believe it. The things I've thought of that I'm going to do, which I will never do. I was going to take a course in this. I was going to go back and get yet another PhD, this time in neurochemistry. I'm not going to do any of those things, but I think about it. Neurosciences have always interested me, but I don't want to go through a whole school thing and sitting in a chair. I was going to take up tap dancing last week. Would you believe it? Ralph, I swear to God, I looked up tap dancing classes.
What? Why not?
I don't know why. Well, I've always liked tap dancers. Particularly, there was a movie with a bunch of black tap dancers in it that was so amazing, a replay from the 70s. I wanted to get a pair of tap shoes, and I thought it would be good exercise. But I'm not going to get tap shoes. It'd be good exercise. Get the blood flowing before the show. I thought of buying a dog rescue farm, but people do that. I thought of getting a farm in Tennessee and saving elephants, but people do that already. Just give them the money. I'd like to fund an orphanage. There are no orphanages anymore because the government is the orphanage. In the old days, you could give money to a nunnery. Where are the nunneries anymore? They don't exist. I always liked nuns. I don't know where to go to a nunnery to make a donation. So I guess it's just me and the dog and the microphone. Anyway, Ralph, I'm going to send you a copy of my great new novel, A Time for War, which I'm sure you heard me read from. I'm sure you like the sound of it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, welcome to 2013. This is year five of trillion-dollar deficits, year five of negative interest rates, year five of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is absolutely insane. It's like watching a slow-motion wreck. We are not a crash dummy. For over a decade, I've offered you an option that has increased in value over five times since 2002. Gold, gold, gold. Politicians thrive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency and fear. Not me. I'm informed. I'm reading The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. So protect your family. Get a free copy. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for the simple truth. Get a free copy of the book. Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. Why don't you let me, Michael Savage, and Swiss America help you before these idiots in Washington destroy our children's future? Call 800-289-2646. Don't be a crash dummy.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's just that one party has taken straight aim at the middle class. The Democrats live for more onerous regulation on businesses. That's irrelevant.
Michael Savage.
Of course the Republicans are for big business, but the Democrats are for big business. It's big business that runs the country. So what's wrong with big business?
Without big business, there'd be no big country.
So let's stop being fools about it. We're no longer making buggy whips and Swiss cheese in our backyard.
The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Your captain here on Flight 746 to Ecuador. A special welcome aboard to Emily Williams and her high school group, now departing on a life-changing volunteer trip. We want to thank you for fundraising to help others and then giving up your school break to help build a village school. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready for an experience of a lifetime.
See how your donations can change the world. Join us on an international volunteer trip for teens, adults, schools, and families. Give. Go. We can change the world. Find out how at WeDay.org.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks. He's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-381-3900. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
San Francisco traffic happens in two places, on the streets and on the sidewalks, too.
This is San Francisco Police Chief Greg Sir. Texting while driving or walking in San Francisco is a recipe for disaster. Please don't do it. San Francisco's busy streets and sidewalks are no place for inattention or electronic distractions. Please do not text while driving or walking. Let's all be as safe as we can out there.
A public service of the San Francisco Police Department and this Cumulus radio station.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Welcome back to the last word in talk radio, Michael Savage. I mean, I've got the questions up there, and it's a funny thing. The lights get hotter as the show gets on in time during the night. It's unbelievable to me how many listeners there are at this time of night, but it's great to see. And since it's dealer's choice, meaning if it interests me, it's going to interest you, you know what we're talking about. I don't want to repeat myself. You know what I'd like to do for a minute or two, a few minutes? I started reading From A Time for War. I want to read you a page later on in the book when I introduce Doc, who's the ex-Special Forces guy, who's going to play a big role in uncovering the Chinese plants in America. So they're in North Beach, San Francisco, and they're sitting around Bruno's restaurant. I'll tell you more about the real Bruno later on in the week when I get permission to do so. There's a tragedy brewing over there, and he's an old friend of mine. I haven't been feeling good about that. I love the man, and it's not good. Nevertheless, in the novel, here's how it goes. So they're sitting around. Jack looked at Doc's big fist, which enveloped a can of Diet Coke. "No more cervezas, trying to forget El Salvador," Jack said. "Been a while since I was down there shooting alongside the Contras," he said in his gravelly voice. "Might be in danger of forgetting those days." "Inactivity will do that to you," Jack said. "Actually, periods of inactivity suit me," Doc replied. "I'm older than you. I like longer spaces between my suicide runs." He took a sip of his Diet Coke and leaned back in his chair as far as he could go. Jack grinned. Doc invested himself wholeheartedly in every assignment or mission he had undertaken. To do that, he needed to be able to rest in whatever downtime he could find. On his earliest missions, he had run on beer and adrenaline. On his downtime, it used to be beer and a smoke. Then it was just beer. Now it was Diet Coke. Doc never went in for weed. He grew up in the counterculture community of Bolinas, nearly 30 miles northwest of San Francisco, where homegrown weed was the relaxant of choice. Today, just smelling it on a beach or in a park took him back to a time when people were deluded enough to think that Luddite isolationism was the solution to everything that ailed humankind. You could only get to Bolinas on roads that weren't marked, and in some cases weren't even paved. If you happened to find your way in, you weren't encouraged to stay. "You know how crazy your own family can sometimes make you?" Doc had once asked Jack. "Imagine if your family was an entire community of potheads who were little nuts before they got high." As a boy, Doc had seen military aircraft flying overhead and wanted to know more about them. As soon as he was of age, he enlisted. Adrenaline and beer, Jack thought. Shoot or don't shoot. Sometimes he envied Doc the simpler choices that governed his life. Bruno came out with Jack's glass of wine. Noticing the silence at the table and Doc looking out at the street, Bruno shot a sharp glance at Jack. "You've got trouble," he said. Jack took a sip of his wine. "It's great, Bruno," he said. "I know it's good wine," Bruno said. "Listen, when I was a little boy in Italy and we had nothing but trouble, my grandfather told me, everyone has a cross to bear. Lucky is the one that can keep the cross in his pocket." Jack and Doc both smiled, and for Jack it was a genuine smile, not a polite disguise. Nobody could restore perspective the way Bruno could. "And now," Bruno said, "I'm going to teach you how my grandfather taught me how to taste wine when I was 6 years old. He said to me, 'Bruno, you take a small sip of wine. You put it on your tongue. Don't move anything. And count to eight and let it go down from the side of your mouth.' Most of the time, I choked to death." They all laughed. "But you know, when I did it, I experienced," she stretched out the word, "because the side of your mouth is the most delicate part of your mouth. I experienced something incredible. The wine goes all the way down to your throat." Bruno motioned under his chin. "My grandfather used to say, you know, when you do that, you take the pants off the wine and you really see what is there." Jack and Doc chuckled again. Bruno sat down and Jack realized that he was going to watch Jack taste his wine properly. Just then, a Middle Eastern man about 60 approached and greeted the restaurateur. Bruno stood and clapped both hands on his shoulders, smiling, then introduced him to the table. "Jack, Doc, this is Asif. He owns the Persian restaurant around the corner. You like him. You know what he says to me one day? He says, 'Hey, Asif, you tell it about the starving Muslims.'" Asif grinned and said, "Oh, it's an old story. Just that when the Jews don't eat, the Muslims starve to death." They all broke out laughing at the table. Because Bruno explained, though he didn't have to, "In the days of the Jewish holidays, the Jewish people don't go to restaurants." They laughed some more, and Jack felt the last of his tension drain away. That's actually a true story from somebody who owns a Persian restaurant around the corner from my favorite restaurant in North Beach. Anyway, that's a piece of my novel. It builds up from there, A Time for War. And you can see I like to incorporate my, my life in the streets and restaurants of San Francisco. Unfortunately, I'm not enjoying it as much as I used to. I got a food poisoning somewhere. I don't want to mention that it wasn't that place. Don't get me wrong. A pizza. I had a yen for a pizza a week ago on a Wednesday night. It was a week ago tonight. I had it delivered right after the show, and I don't eat pizza because I'm allergic to dairy, but I love it. It's my favorite food on the planet. I ate half a pie from a chain. All right. The next day, I ate cold. I put it in the fridge. I ate pizza for breakfast like an idiot. I couldn't help it. I ate it cold. That night during the show, I got hit with a four-legged job on the floor of the radio bathroom. I swear to you, it hit me like someone took a bat. I felt queasy all day. I hadn't been sick like that since I got food poisoning in Thailand and almost died. It was horrible. So I was sick for 2 days. It wiped me out. I had to take the day off from the radio on that Friday. That's where I was. Then the weekend, I didn't feel... food poisoning is a wreckage to your body. So it's a week later. I'm feeling better. But, you know, here we are. Here we are on the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282. If you care to call the show and join it. Also, michaelsavage.com has all the stories I touched on, including Hillary Clinton. She lied and people died. The Benghazi Gate story. And the bottom line on that one is that she came out looking terrible to the conservatives and wonderful to the libs. And that's the way it's going to be for the rest of time. No matter what they do, no matter how many people die, they're going to say she was wonderful. And the conservatives are not believing a word of it. They know she's in charge. They know that it was probably bumped up to the commander-in-chief there, who took time out from his campaigning to say, don't send the aircraft. We don't want to offend the Islamo-fascists. And, of course, that's why they died. At least that's how half the country sees it. All this and more right here on the Savage Nation, every night on your local station. I'll be right back.
Savage.
I want to thank my loyal fans for waiting all day for the last word in talk radio, the Savage Nation. Of course, the phone number is important, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282 from anywhere in the United States of America. There's a lot of incredible news coming out of the Middle East. Netanyahu has won again for the longest-running prime minister in Israel. It's a very important story because on the very day that Netanyahu appears to have won in Israel, our extremist government is sending the latest F-16 fighter jets and 400, I did not make a mistake, 400 Abrams tanks to Egypt's radical Islamists. Why do Jews vote for Obama? How could a Jew be a Democrat and support Israel? The only conclusion is Jews don't support Israel. Although they allegedly support Israel, they don't. See, that's the dirty little secret that you don't know. Secular Jews hate Israel. They like France. Secular Jews like Provence. Secular Jews like the wine country of Italy. Secular Jews sneer at their throwback cousins in Israel. They are modern people. They have nothing to do with those throwbacks in Israel. What do they care? France, Italy, Constitution, fair, who needs it? What we need is a country run by a strong progressive. That's what we need. Someone who'll do what he wants. What's the messy constitution? That's the new mind. That's the mind that led to the revolution in Russia that is leading America to a civil war. I found an article a month ago around New Year's Eve that I've been holding in abeyance. There's an extremist law professor who is exactly like Obama when he's unmasked, who says, let's give up on the U.S. Constitution, that we don't need it. His name, Louis Michael Seidman, of course. He projects the views of radical Obama. And if you can believe this, he's a professor of constitutional law, which is, strangely enough, exactly what Obama allegedly was, or studied, rather. And I told you that the only reason these communists studied the Constitution is to see how they can get around it, overturn it, throw it out. Do you understand what I just said to you? So here's a guy named Louis Michael Seidman at that throwback university, Georgetown University, which was once a great university. It's become nothing but a cesspool of anti-Americanism. Louis Michael Seidman writes an op-ed in the Old York Times, Let's Give Up on the Constitution. And it's a long, tedious, convoluted, twisted article on why we don't need this ossified document. Very similar to what Obama truly believes behind the mask. Very similar to what all of the communist professors of law, especially constitutional law, say behind closed doors, some outside the law. He says we don't need it. We don't need the Constitution. He said we don't need a government run by we the people. He said it's impossibly utopian. Time to get rid of the people. He said, we have to give up on the claim that we are a self-governing people who can settle our disagreements through mature and tolerant debate. No, he said, we shouldn't do that. He said, we should just do it through debate. We don't need a constitution, is what he said. Now, I could ask certain questions, which I will in a moment. The article is Let's Give Up on the Constitution by Lewis Michael Seidman. It's connected to almost everything going on in the United States of America today. And I'll get back to it in a minute. If you care to comment on why we need the Constitution, you can call me at 855-400-SAVAGE. The best callers tonight get free copies of A Time for War, which has finally arrived in the warehouse for fulfillment. You're going to get them for nothing tonight. I do not sell books on my radio show. I direct you to Amazon.com and the bookstores. Tonight we're going to give out copies of my new novel, which is about a future in America when we're at war with China, where they've infiltrated the country and they're trying to bring us down from within, along with top government officials, along with the latest technological game playing. It's all in A Time for War. It's all fiction, of course. As you well know, according to Madeleine Albright, according to General Electric, China is our best friend. I realize that I could be charged with sedition for writing a novel called A Time for War. If these people had total and absolute power, they would probably arrest me and burn the book. Fortunately, we have a U.S. Constitution which permits freedom of speech and freedom of the press. I'm sure that the law professor at Georgetown would approve of that, although I can't be sure anymore. Let's go back to the number one story. How do you feel about Obama sending F-16s and Abrams tanks to Egypt's radical Islamists? Well, how do you feel about it? Is that a good idea? Why would he do that? Why would he send F-16s, which can outmaneuver Israel's airplanes, and 400 Abrams tanks to Egypt's radical Islamists, especially when you have a warlord named Morsi running the country who called Jews names that I will not repeat on this show? Why would Obama send them tanks and planes? Have any answers to that? Anyone from Vermont or the Upper East Side have an answer to that one? Here's another story on MichaelSavage.com. Ex-French leader ditching the taxes in France. Can you believe the former president of France, Sarkozy, is moving to London to avoid the 75% tax? London has far less taxes than does France. Pretty amazing story. Also on MichaelSavage.com, a sheriff pledges not to enforce Obama's gun control laws. Don't call me on guns. I will not take that call because we know where we stand on it. It's enough already. I don't want to talk about it. Bill Ayers, the radical troublemaker from Obama's youth, is going to keynote the National Teacher Conference. You heard me. Left-wing, 60s radical, and one-time domestic terrorist Bill Ayers is going to keynote a National Teacher Conference. And you wonder what your children are being taught in schools. I don't think you know who this man is. He was involved in Chicago's Days of Rage riot in 69, went underground as a fugitive from justice after an accidental Greenwich Village townhouse explosion in 1970 killed three Weather Underground members who were preparing a bomb that prematurely detonated. Good friend of Obama, subsequently became a so-called professor at the so-called University of Illinois in Chicago and a family friend to our President Barack Obama before the president became a national figure. Ayers and his gun mall, Dorn, currently live in Chicago's Hyde Park neighborhood where Obama formerly resided. The Virginia-based Association of Teacher Educators describes itself, well, what matters what they describe themselves? They're radical leftist anti-Americans. That's all you need to know. They hate the country. They want to get rid of the Constitution. They'd like to get rid of the Bill of Rights. And frankly, they like to do a few other things that I won't repeat. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-946-9745.
Futures trading involves substantial risk.
Hey everyone, I'm Larry Levin, president of Trading Advantage. You may have seen me being interviewed on the financial networks. I'm on there a lot talking about the markets. My company is the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. My office is right here in the Chicago Board of Trade, and I've been on the floor for 22 years and ended up being one of the biggest traders in the S&P. Now I spend most of my time teaching people like you how to professionally day trade mini S&P futures. I actually wrote a book, How I Made $1.9 Million Trading in Only a Few Short Years. Now, I'm giving you one of my most successful trading techniques in my daily market report for free. Just leave me your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-914-5567, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily market report at no cost to you. Again, just leave me your email address on my voicemail at 800-914-5567. That's 800-914-5567.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints? It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-936-9265. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-936-9265. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-936-9265.
The bill pay shuffle. You just did it. Can't pay this bill? Stall this bill. Pay this bill or else. Shuffling bills, loans, and working overtime are not your answer. Earning more money is. But you have so little time. IncomeAtHome55.com. With a computer and a bit of time and desire, you could be banking serious money from your kitchen table. No home sales parties and no pressure. IncomeAtHome55.com has been helping our listeners for over 10 years. So stop the bill pay shuffle. IncomeAtHome55.com. Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome55.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
855-407-282. I'll tell you, I have the last word in talk radio. I don't want to bore myself above all. I could bore you easily, but I'm not going to bore you if I can avoid it. I said to a lawyer friend of mine, who's a liberal, by the way. I think he's a liberal. I don't really know. I like the person because he's my lawyer and he's smart. But I said to him, John, I said, what if we don't stand up to Obama as he starts to chip away at the Second Amendment, which is what he's doing, And what if a year from now, let's say X years from now, we get a Republican right-wing pendulum swing, and a real right-winger finally wins in the country and cleans house of the rubbish of the trash left that we have now, really cleans the clock of the trash garbage that we have in government right now, just gets rid of them all. And the pendulum swings in the other direction, and we have a conservative, America-loving, nationalist government. And they say, well, you know, back in 2013, we have a precedent for modifying the constitutional amendments because President Obama back in 2013 modified the Second Amendment with virtually no resistance. So now that we right-wingers are in power, whatever year that might be, we want to go after the New York lawyers who have used the Fourth Amendment to protect drug dealers, who have used the Fourth Amendment to get drug dealers off the hook, even though they're found with drugs in the trunk of their car. You guys have argued that there's no probable cause for the cop to have even opened the trunk, and you've had case after case of drug dealers thrown out. So what we're going to do now is we're going to modify the Fourth Amendment. That's what we're going to do. And then downstream, who knows what other amendments might be modified. And that's why you have to be very cautious in permitting a dictator or a little dictator or a mini dictator or a would-be dictator to modify the Constitution or the amendments. Today it's guns, and you say, well, that's not so bad. Tomorrow it's the Fourth Amendment or the First Amendment or the 13th Amendment, or which amendment do you want modified, right? 855-400-7282, 855-400-7282, or I'll tell you what I'd like to do. What would entertain me, maybe it'll entertain you, which is this. My new novel, A Time for War, a thriller. Many of you loved Abuse of Power, and it was all about Jack Hatfield fighting Islamists inside America. In the new book, the enemy is not the Islamists. The enemy is the Chinese government. The government of China is plotting a secret attack against America. And only Jack Hatfield, a popular television host, hounded from his position by left-wing forces in the media for speaking the truth, suspects the danger of this lethal conspiracy. With the help of Dover Griffith, an idealistic young female staffer at the Office of Naval Intelligence, Hatfield pursues a trail leading to a billionaire American electronics entrepreneur who has sold out his own country with the help of officials at the highest level of the American government. As enemy operatives plan a two-pronged attack that will disarm the American military and release a deadly toxin killing hundreds of thousands of civilians, Jack Hatfield and Dover race to locate this new ground zero and save an unsuspecting country. A Time for War, Michael Savage. Would you like me to read from the book? You can call me and say yes or no, it's not important enough. Or I'll ask you another question. Do you think China is a valid antagonist for a novel's plot in this age, in this time and this age? Or do you think it's, did I go overboard? Do you think China is a valid antagonist for such a novel? After all, Barney Frank, as distinguished as he is, and as rational a mind as he has, said that there are no longer any external enemies in America. Department of Homeland Security said there are no longer any external enemies in America. The new CIA director that Obama would like to put in there. The hippie with the earring who ran around Indonesia and said that all Muslims are wonderful and loving and kind, even though the next day the French bombed the Islamists in Mali. I guess he didn't read the newspaper, but he's going to run our spy agency. He said there are no external enemies in America. America has only internal enemies. This is very frightening. So they buy a billion rounds of hollow point ammunition last year. They chip away at the Second Amendment, and then they declare that there are no external enemies in America. Makes you think, doesn't it? It makes you think, and that's why I wrote a novel, because some things are almost unspeakable. So therefore, I wrote a novel called A Time for War. Now, you have to understand Obama is at war against America. Obama is at war against all the values of America. Obama is at war against all middle-class values. Obama is at war with anyone who is successful. Obama is at war with anyone who wants to defend his home and his hearth. Obama is at war with anyone who feels that the government is overreaching. Obama is at war with anyone who wants the budget balanced. Obama is at war with any returning war veteran who knows how to use weapons. Obama is at war with anyone who opposes him. Obama is at war with anyone who he declares to be his enemy. So that's why I think the title, A Time for War, is quite timely. Again, 855-407-282. Let's take Charles in Indianapolis. First caller, Charles, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, I have a pretty bad problem. I have a best friend. He's my best friend, and he's a liberal. I believe he's a liberal. And I got in an argument with him tonight on the phone about this gun thing, and I had to hang up on him. I couldn't listen to him. And I just want to know, what are some points that I can put across to this brain-dead drone and try to get my point across? Because I always say, you know, it's Obama who did this. And he always turns around and says the same thing. Well, you blame Obama for everything. You just do this, you do that. And I go, well, isn't Obama the head of the government? He's the one who makes the final decision. You go straight to the, you know, you want to kill the snake, you cut the head off. You know, so I'm like...
Well, first of all, wait a minute. You're not talking about any violence here, are you?
No, 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 sir. This guy's my best friend. He's my brother. We grew up together. I mean, but his view...
Well, you're calling from Indianapolis. Are you a rural man? Are you a hunter?
No, actually, I live in the city of Indianapolis. I'm actually from California. I'm from Fresno. I grew up in the Bay Area.
So are you guys gun owners or not gun owners?
He actually owns guns. I don't own a gun right now, but I've hunted in the past, and I believe in hunting.
So what is it? He likes the idea that Obama's restricting the Second Amendment. Is that it, and you don't? All right, I can't have this conversation. I just had a bipolar reaction just now. I had a slight bipolar reaction to that caller for some reason. Whatever I asked, I got the wrong answer. Even the right answers were the wrong. I couldn't compute. I didn't know what he was talking about. In other words, there was no way to have a conversation with him, and nor was it relevant. So it was a bad caller, so the call screener gets a demerit. Look, if you're underestimating Obama's intelligence, I pity you. Because I've said for over a year now that I detest his policies. There's not a policy that he's passed that I agree with. But he's probably the most intelligent president that we've had in 50 years. You don't want to accept it. I know you want to vilify him and demonize him, but you're making a big mistake. You better dance with him in order to understand what you're dealing with here. He is the most intelligent man to have sat in the Oval Office in 50 years. Now, what do you do with the man who then digs up a Ronald Reagan quote, if it's true, and I don't know. I mean, banning the 10-round limit for magazines, cutting it down to 7 rounds. I mean, what are we talking about here? It's nonsense because you can buy 5, 10 clips. So let's say you got 10 rounds, right? And then you bang, 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 and pop and throw another one in. What's the difference? What is the difference? I don't understand what this is about. A lot of this is just window dressing. So don't get so frightened so fast. A lot of the demagogues, truthfully, in the media, and particularly the right-wing media, are scaring you, making it bigger than it is. I don't like what he's doing. I don't like where he's going. But truthfully, I think it's a lot of sound and fury signifying nothing at the end of the day. You know, so I'm serious. I mean, I know you're going to disagree. You could say what you want. But what is he really hiding here? He's got you thinking about guns when the next day he's going to go to raise the debt limit and bankrupt us even further. The man is out of control when it comes to spending. Let's talk about issues to do with bread and butter, pocketbook issues. The man wants to raise the debt limit. He's maxed out the credit cards. He's busted out the credit card balance, and he wants more credit. How can he do that? Who gives him the authority to do that? Nobody. So that's the bigger question. Always follow the money. What can you do? This is what's going on. The man has an agenda, and he's steamrolling it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Do you snore? Do you share a room with someone whose snoring keeps you up at night? Finally, for the first time ever, you can put a stop to snoring instantly with Snorebreak. Snorebreak is not a nose or mouthpiece, it's not a drug, and it's not a procedure. Snorebreak is a patented liner that goes beneath the pillowcase and reduces snoring from the very first night. The secret is a fusion of natural extracts that dramatically improve breathing. Snorebreak is comfortable, easy, and virtually undetectable. Snorebreak works, and right now we're sending risk-free trials to listeners in your area. Just call 1-800-479-0493. Don't suffer one more sleepless night. Whether it's light snoring or heavy snoring, Snorebreak will help put a stop to it the very first night. Hurry and take part in this limited-time, risk-free trial. Just call 1-800-479-0493. That's 1-800-479-0493. Call 1-800-479-0493.
Good evening, I'm Dave Pounds, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Three people have been arrested at the site of a fire at 7th and Harrison Street tonight in Oakland. The fire at a three-story tall Victorian was visible from Interstate 880. BART police are looking for as many as eight suspects after a murder at the Bayfair station in San Leandro last weekend. Police think the 50-year-old victim was caught in the crossfire of two rival gangs. And she may have been born and raised in Baltimore, but House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi of San Francisco says she will be rooting for the 49ers in the Super Bowl. Taking a look at the roadway, southbound 101 San Bruno Avenue. It actually looks like it's going to be on the off-ramp to the airport. Left lane is blocked right there of that ramp to SFO. CHP, their injuries look like they are involved as well. Northbound 880 at 237 have a stalled car, maybe blocking the right lane. I'm Dave Hauch, KSFO.
You're lucky you're not in my business. If you have to do this for a living and read these headlines from 8 o'clock in the morning till I go on the air,
you're crazy from all this.
You know, headlines, they're written to catch your... But it really goes on. Someone said to me today, I don't watch the news because it's made to scare people.
The Savage Nation.
I said, yes, it is. That's because the world is a terrifying place. It's not made to scare you. There are very evil people out there, evil nations, and evil things going on.
Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and you need to let your loved one know what you want for Valentine's Day, and you can start leaving hints now. Let your loved one know that you want the gift of gorgeous, revitalized, more healthy hair this year, and let them know that Ovation Cell Therapy is the only way to go. Ovation Cell Therapy has their special Valentine's Day gift set on sale right now, and it's the best way to turn your hair from dry, broken, brittled and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair in just the first few washes. All you need to do is head to ovationhair.com and make sure you enter KSFO at checkout and you'll get a special introductory offer. And remember, Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types, and if for some reason you're not completely satisfied, you will receive a full product refund. Again, it's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supply smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GoToMeeting is the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. Here's MindJet's Chief Marketing Officer, Yasha Kakis-Wolf, telling us why he believes in GoToMeeting.
For us, using GoToMeeting is our answer. It's the way that we move forward. It's what allows us to be successful. We're able to share the ideas, the plans with everybody, inside of our company and out of our company.
Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
The Car Pro, Jerry Reynolds.
The problem is, at that kind of mileage, I don't care what brand it is, you're going to have a catastrophic failure. And right now, with the truck running, it's worth some money, believe it or not, as a 98 model. But you let the transmission go out, or you shell that engine, and all of a sudden, it's worth what it weighs at the scrapyard.
Email Jerry at carprousa.com.
Thank you, Dr. Car Pro.
Then listen this weekend.
Listen to the Car Pro Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560
agenda. Let's say Obama had no opposition. There's no Republican Party. There's no talk radio. There's no internet. And you have King Obama. Lifetime leftist, Marxist, Leninist. He's now supreme ruler of America. Have you ever played out what his actual agenda would be on every level? Have you thought this through? Let's say he had no opposition the way the media would like, where there's no one confused enough to disagree with anything he said, and no checks and balances, and no advice and consent from the Senate. In other words, an absolute dictatorship. So he appoints anyone he wants to any position, and he has any law passed that he wants, what would the end line look like for King Obama in America? What would the leftist supreme agenda be? Well, there'd be no weapons at all owned by anybody. Let's start with that. Zero. The only people who could own guns would be police, maybe. And I'm not sure of that because in England, of course, they have no guns. So even the police would be disarmed. So who would have guns? Well, the military, I guess. But even the military would be limited in the use of guns. Bill Clinton limited the accessibility to guns, and that's why 13 were killed and 33 wounded by Nidal Hassan, the Muslim major, psychiatrist, if you remember, the Fort Hood massacre. And I didn't hear Bob Geezer talk about that at all. I didn't hear Bob Geezer talk about all the dead soldiers at Fort Hood. Isn't it interesting how these leftists operate? But what would Obama's end line be? Where would he stop and where would he start? Have you thought about that? Okay, so you'd have to go through the amendments to the Constitution to see what he'd like to do. After all, he's a genius, and he studied the Constitution in order to know how to get around it. See, I knew liberals, you don't know this, who were professors of constitutional law, and every one of them wanted a constitutional convention to modify the Constitution. Obama comes from that camp. He would like a con-con convention. This was a huge thing in the late hippie 60s, 70s. They wanted a con-con convention to revise the Constitution. They've been after this from the beginning. They consider it an old, antiquated document. They want it modified. So you have to look at all the amendments to the Constitution to see where they want to go. I know where they want to go, but you don't. You think today it's only about assault weapons. You don't know where it's going tomorrow. I do. I can't do it all in an hour. It would take me a long time to do this. But I can't do it for you. I can do it in piecemeal. I'll go through all the amendments. But you get bored. Then I would start to sound like an old professor in a bad brown suit from Robert Hall in Taft High School with a tuna fish stain, you know, with halitosis. You know, that's what happens when you start saying Constitution and the founding fathers. I immediately think of bad civics professors I had in high school who we threw spitballs at when they turned their back to us. They had shabby suits. They rode the subway. They didn't press them. They were dirty. Oh, look, they were poor in those days. They weren't teachers today. Today, the teacher lives like a king. But in those days, the teacher wore an old suit. The pocket had a tuna fish stain on it from the sandwich that the wife gave him. They had Hal. They didn't have any mouthwash in those days. If they came over your desk to lean over your desk after a test, I mean, you literally had to see the school nurse. It was a noxious fume that rained down from the teacher. So when you say Constitution or Founding Father, that's what people think of. So that's why I don't want to talk about it. 855-400-7282. No one wants to hear about my new novel. I have to read from it. It's so good. I could have fun. I could take you to Bruno's restaurant. It's sad what's going on. I can't tell you yet. No, I'm not allowed to tell you. Something terrible happened today in North Beach. I can't tell you. No, I can't get too personal yet. I'll find out when I can. Who wants to hear me reading from A Time for War, my novel, which will be out in about a month, where the Abe Cohen, the old hippie, an unrepentant leftist hippie who owned a poster shop that catered to San Francisco's aging flower power population, argues in this Italian restaurant that I fictionalized with Doc Mattson, a 6'2" ex-soldier, one of Jack's oldest and dearest friends. And although they're political opposites, they argue with each other in Bruno's restaurant. And what I do is I pose the liberal versus the war hero conservative in arguments, and it's very funny. Anyone want to hear it? Eddie's under the table getting a brisk rub on the head. Jack is eating in the restaurant, and they argue. If you want to hear it, you got to call. Otherwise, I'm not going to read it because I'll bum the audience out. Joni on WABC in New York City. What's on your mind, Joni?
Hey, Michael. First of all, I have to say thank God you're back in New York. Thank God. I was having withdrawal when you weren't here.
Hold it. This is very important. New syndicator, Cumulus, new time. It took you this long to find me, huh?
No. I've been listening to you for a while. I'm just saying that I still thank God that you're back on.
Oh, okay. Good.
And after you answer my question, then I'd love to hear you read from your new novel. But
okay.
My question. I'm not a gun owner. I have a healthy respect. I don't have a fear of guns. I have a healthy respect for it because I've never had a gun in my hand in my life. But, you know, all of this hype about assault weapons, and to me, when I hear assault weapon, I'm thinking of a machine gun or something. I don't really know what an assault weapon is.
Okay. No, that's a very fair question.
why would anyone want an assault weapon?
Well, first of all, machine guns have been outlawed in America since the 1930s. They are not machine guns. This is what the politicians would like you to believe.
Yeah.
That if you pull a trigger, it keeps shooting. That it does not. The so-called assault weapons that Obama is referring to are not really assault weapons per se. You have to pull the trigger each time you wish to fire a bullet, okay? Are we clear on that?
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know that.
There's no machine gun. It's illegal. Now, you can modify them. People do, but it's a federal offense with many years in prison as a punishment, and it has been for a very long time. There are people who do modify them and turn them into machine guns, but they'll go away for a very long time. It's totally illegal.
Oh.
So it's not an assault weapon. It's a boom, 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 boom. You put a clip in the bottom, 10, 20 rounds, whatever the state may permit, and you pull the trigger each time, and it ejects the cartridge, and the next one is pushed into the breech, and blah, 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 blah. So, but I want to say this, and this is a touchy issue. Adam Lanza, the mass-murdering subhuman who killed those children, if all of these laws had been passed, would still have gotten his hand on the weapon from his mother. Do you know that?
Yes, I know that.
Not one child, unfortunately, would have been saved with all of Obama's machinations, unfortunately. The mother had the weapons, and I blame the mother. She's dead, by the way. Mrs. Lanza was killed by that subhuman son of hers. Why she had guns all over that house when she had a nut for a son on medication, I will not understand, unless she was an enabler and a nut herself.
A little crazy yourself.
Thank you. But anyway, so let's get back to your next question. So now we know that an assault rifle is not a machine gun. You didn't know that, right, Joni?
No, I didn't.
What else can Dr. Savage tell you tonight?
Well, you can read from your
I love it. You gave me dispensation. You are now the Pope of Talk Radio.
Good.
I'm not going to do it at this segment, but that's nice to hear. But and no, I think what you were asking is not only what is an assault rifle, so-called, but why have one? I think you asked next. Why do you need it, right?
Yes, I did. Right.
Okay. Let me explain that to you. The reason, and I had to go after the massacre at in Connecticut. I called a friend of mine who was a war hero of Vietnam era, a graduate of West Point, a third-generation military hero, of sterling man, fought in Vietnam, directed a rifle company, the head of a rifle company as a captain, Green Beret. He's now a family man, has two young children. So I said, he's an older man who got married later in life, has two young children. So I figured he'd be the perfect guy to tell me what he thought about it, because I said, do you think we should ban such guns? I asked him straight out. I said, Captain Matt, do you think we should ban such guns? Because I figured he had school children. He said, absolutely not. I said, why not, Matt? He said, because the guns were not made, nor was the Second Amendment created for hunting. The Second Amendment was written so that the citizenry could protect itself from a tyrannical government. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, when the colonists were fighting the British, they weren't fighting with longbows. They were not fighting with spears. The colonists were just as well armed as the British soldiers, which is why they were able to fight the revolution and defeat the British. So I said, what does it have to do with today? He said, well, what if we get a fascistic government that becomes as oppressive as the British government was then, if not more so? Don't the citizens have a right to defend themselves, to defend their freedom? That was his answer, Joni.
That's a good point.
I hope I've elucidated and, you know, somewhat, you know, raised the dialogue without getting hysterical here. I mean, that's what it comes down to. As a gentleman from Fox News wrote the other day, he said the Second Amendment is not for hunting deer. It's for opposing tyrannical governments. And that said it all, to be honest with you. It's Feinstein knows it's not about the hunting rifle. Kansas City, Matt, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I disagree with you thinking that Obama is the smartest president we've had in the last 50 years. I would call him evil. I'd call him shrewd, anything but smart, or a genius. Nobody would take this country down the road he's taken us. I mean, Hitler.
Well, now, hold it. Now, wait a minute. Just because I think he's evil doesn't mean I think he's not the smartest president in the last 50 years. In other words, look, there are evil geniuses. Obama is a brilliant strategist. He didn't become president by accident. Now, here's the interesting thing. Other dictators have used industrialists in the past to get where they were, and play along with the industrialists by making sure that their pockets were well stuffed, as he is doing with General Electric, Warren Buffett, and all the other industrialists who are rolling in billions like they've never rolled in before because of government grants and contracts, because of loose tax policies. They've never had it so good, and they're so greedy, they're blind to who they're dealing with. The day will come that he will turn on Warren Buffett and Jeffrey Immelt, as sure as I'm standing here. They don't know that day will come, but it will come.
Yeah, but the idea of the third party, I mean, I'll give you that, but on the third party issue, I think that's what he would want us to do. He wants to divide us. He wants the Republican Party, a third party. How are you going to be able to defeat him when you got two or three different parties? You're still going to have...
Well, let me explain that as well, because I thought it through before I basically issued that, the concept of a third party, a nationalist party, and that is this. In the last election, I studied it quite closely, and I did the data analysis. Approximately 3 to 5 million registered conservative Republicans stayed away from the polls because Romney was a tepid, check pants, middle-of-the-road, country club Republican. They didn't want to vote for him. So there were 3 to 5 million people who did not vote, right? So you say, wait a minute. So what would the third party do? I don't think it would steal votes from the Republicans. They're not going to get their votes anyway. I think it would send a strong message to the Republicans and move them to the right. That's what I think a third party would do. It would force the Republicans to move to the right. That's what I think a third party would do.
I disagree with you. I think you got
all right. That's certainly a valid consideration, worthy of further study, and certainly food for thought. It's the Savage Nation. If you care to join the conversation, the phone number tonight is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-407-282. I want to remind you that the show is now on 177 or so stations. It's growing by leaps and bounds. And I do have the last word in talk radio every day. I'm glad that you're with me. I'll be back. Too much to take on in one gulp. I agree. So, again, I'm not going to go back to the flu vaccine. I'm going to go to something else to entertain you tonight because at the end of the day, I need to. So may I read you a page or two from my new novel, A Time for War, in the hopes that you will come to understand that although it's a powerful new thriller with Jack Hatfield as the protagonist, the reason I have written it with China as the antagonist rather than the Islamists is because China is our number one antagonist. They've even said so. Not only do they control our economy, but they're building up a military at a far greater rate than you can imagine while Obama and the new so-called defense secretary is going to downsize our military at a scale and a rate that you can't even imagine. It's a lethal conspiracy. And Jack Hatfield sees it in another form in my novel, Abuse of Power. So may I read you a page or two from it to see if you like it sufficient to go buy it? I'll read you a pleasant part of it. Nothing draconian because it's late at night on the East Coast and people need some entertainment. I'll make it an entertaining part. It's page 32. They're at the restaurant in North Beach that I attend, which I fictionalized, and we have two people talking. The table's wobbly, Abe Cohn complained good-naturedly. That's because you moved the cardboard, Bruno Spumanti replied, pointing to the toe of the man's Nike. Four menus tucked under his arm, he bent to shove the cardboard back. That's real classy, Abe said across Bruno's back. Vegan thin with a long gray ponytail, Abe winked at Jack and Doc Matson. So says the man in the Rolling Stones sweatshirt, said Doc. Abe Cohen was an unrepentant leftist hippie who owned a poster shop that catered to San Francisco's aging flower power population. Doc Matson, older in God, 6'2" with the granite eyes and a cowboy hat over his white hair, was one of Jack's oldest and dearest friends. They shared a love of wine and a distaste for doctrinaire leftists, but Doc and Abe disagreed with a vengeance on just about everything. Jack had met them for brunch at Spumanti's, Bruno's restaurant in North Beach. Hey, this sweatshirt is vintage from Altamont, Abe said. The prosecution rests, Bruno replied. He stood, his bald head glistening with perspiration under the warming sun, and his lucky black vest showing its age. He had worn it every day since he opened his doors 17 years before. 50-year-old Bruno Spumanti passed laminated menus to the three guests. They were seated at one of a dozen tables outside the restaurant. Because it was a weekday, brunch was not a busy time. Bruno didn't make money being open this early, but he did it so his regulars could have coffee or melon. And also Jack knew so he would have an audience for his Mussolini-esque monologues. Bruno smiled and bent to give Eddie a brisk rub on the head when he was finished. Jack knew that was probably the last smile Bruno would crack all day. The hardworking son of immigrants, Bruno was a fierce supporter of what he called American truth, the nation's original compass settings, and he was chronically glum over the way the United States had become what he called left behind, and he wasn't referring to end of days, but to socialism and a body part. Bruno's spontaneous combative monologues had made him something of a tourist attraction in the Italian district. "You hippies, you were moth-eaten 43 years ago when that shirt was new," Bruno said as a waiter brought water. "They were called conscientious objectors in my father's day and cowards in my grandfather's day." Abe remarked, "Your grasp of social movements is matched only by your understanding of how to properly fix a table. This is an earthquake zone. What you fix today will be broken tomorrow." Jack laughed. "By the way, Abe, I stumbled across an article about hippies," he added, "specifically counterintelligence." "That was the hippie movement, all right," said Doc. Matson's first military deployment had been in the bunkers under Lincoln Park and in the Legion of Honor, his knowledge of which had made him invaluable in Jack's actions against the hand of Allah. When the bunkers were closed, the young Matson volunteered to go to Vietnam before his officers even formed the thought of sending him there. He was a paratrooper with the 101st Airborne in a company full of felons, as he put it. He wasn't kidding or exaggerating. Before returning stateside for special forces training, he earned a medical degree in Guadalajara, too, but never developed a taste for the safe life. Instead of opening a practice, he had started working as a mercenary soldier wherever and whenever he was needed. He'd seen action in El Salvador, Haiti, Iraq, and Jack was sure, more than a few places he couldn't mention. He had no patience for passive resistance or passive anything else. The author of the article was calling it societal corrosion, Jack said. Photos of hippies putting flowers into gun barrels and painting their faces with peace signs. Doc sat back, his arms crossed in his chest, his index finger tensed as he pulled an imaginary trigger. The guy was arguing that if you neutralize the power of the military and police with pacifism, you declaw the state. Clever insurgents make themselves the equal of the state. That's about when I stopped reading. "Like those Occupy crybabies," Bruno said. "Only the first wave was crybabies," Doc said. "The rest were outright anarchists." "Amen," Bruno said. "And where did any of that get us, the hippies and the occupiers?" Abe chimed in. "It ended wars." "Bull," Doc said. "It stopped us from winning them. It didn't end anything. And it started wars at home. It turned the mainstream press into a mouthpiece for the communists," Abe retorted, "after they had been a mouthpiece for Joseph McCarthy and the witch hunters." Jack agreed. "They did lose their nerve. I've had some experience with media who are afraid to take unpopular stands." "What's happening today is worse," Doc said. "Chicken hearts are bad, but red diaper dopa babies are worse. You listened to the news this morning? A protest about a pipeline from Canada that would create thousands of jobs, but might threaten a few wild turkeys, got as much coverage as a chopper full of SEALs going down in Afghanistan." "Yeah, I heard the tail end of that this morning," Jack said. "What do you know about it?" "Nothing," Doc shrugged unhappily. "No one does. There wasn't even a mayday from the cockpit." "A CEF?" Jack asked. "What's that?" Abe asked. "Catastrophic electronic failure," Doc replied. "That's what it looks like. Though there's never been a problem like that with the Chinooks." There was a moment of respectful silence for the fallen warriors. Then Bruno said, "God bless them. As for the communist media, the protesters, their negativity, their entitlement, this is exactly why this stupid city, the whole country, are bankrupt." Abe Cohen shook his head sadly. "And then I'm not going to continue right now. I'm reading from my new novel, A Time for War. Those of you who bought Abuse of Power are going to love it. If I can ask you to go to Amazon.com and check it out, there's more there. I think you'll love it."
Savage.